On one of those 19 at-bats, they were successful. So Clearwater looks to right the ship here against Austin Cates and the Dunedin Blue Jays. Austin Cates, the right-handed starting pitcher for Dunedin. Seventh rounder in 2024 out of UNLV. And he makes his season debut for the Dunedin Blue Jays on the third day of the season. Austin Cates, the third righty that Dunedin has put out, and he makes his professional debut against the Clearwater Threshers today. So a big congratulations to Austin Cates, but the Clearwater Threshers are trying to spoil that debut start. And let's take a look at the starting lineup for your Clearwater Threshers. Back in the leadoff spot for the third straight night is Dante Norrie. He starts in center field and will be batting first against the right-hander Cates. Eduardo Tait moves up a spot in the lineup. He'll be the Threshers' designated hitter and hit second. Brady Day will bat third. Carter Matheson, the cleanup man and the only Thresher with a home run so far, hitting a go-ahead three-run blast in the seventh inning on Friday. Cody Shoji Naga doing the catching today will bat fifth, and Caden Hediger plays at first and hits sixth. Diego Gonzalez is the second baseman. He bats seventh with Aaron Escobar getting a night off. Nolan Beltran hitting eighth, and Avery Owusu-Isidu in left, rounding out the Threshers' order. Austin Cates starts things off to Norrie, who wraps the first pitch on the ground towards second. Two-hopper for Shaw, who scoops and fires to first. One pitch, one out to start off inning number one. So a ground out for Norrie, who has a hit in each of the first two games for the Threshers, but will start off today 0-1. Now Eduardo Tait, who was the catcher and number three hitter for Clearwater in each of the first two games of the season, will get bumped up a spot in the lineup with some hopes of unlocking that prodigious power. Breaking ball missing low and away to Tait. Looked like a sinker, and it's a 1-0 count to the Threshers' designated hitter. For the Blue Jays, we'll set the defense for Austin Cates and Dunedin as he throws the 1-0 to Brock Tibbetts. Ground ball, nice play in right field by Shaw. Has to slide to cover the ball. Definitely blocked that one from turning into a potential two-bagger down the line, but that should be the first hit of the day for Eduardo Tait and the Clearwater Threshers. Tait getting on base on a 1-0 count, and the Threshers have the first hit of the day for the first time this opening weekend. The defense for Dunedin is Brady Day comes up to the plate. Kendry Chirinos is over at first base. Sam Shaw at second. Bryce Arnold at short. And at third base is Peyton Powell. First pitch to Brady Day is a breaking ball that misses low, and it's a 1-0 count to the Threshers' third baseman. In the outfield for the Blue Jays, Juan Calaponte in left field. In right, Alexis Hernandez. And between them in center is Braden Berry. A surprise day off for the Blue Jays outfielder Jaden Rudd, who drove in all four runs in Dunedin's victory yesterday. Short leadoff first for Tait. The 1-0 pitch is hit high in the air towards the left field corner. Aponte sprinting towards the foul line, and he's not going to get there in time. And that is a long and loud strike one off the bat of Brady Day in foul territory. Tait was off on contact. He'll head back to first as Brady Day grabs the bat and head back into the left-handed batter's box. Day, one of the group of four who were among the first 2024 draft picks sent by the Phillies to the Clearwater Threshers, also including Joel Dragoo, Carter Matheson, and John Spikerman. Dragoo and Matheson, of course, here with Matheson being on deck. Slow roller towards the mound, no play at second, so Cates scoops it up, fires to first in time. And there's two away as Day grounds out back to the mound. So speaking of Carter Matheson, one of the first Threshers to come from the Phillies 2024 draft class on the 1st of August last season. Matheson, the cleanup man, 1-for-9 so far this series, but his one hit went a long way. A three-run go-ahead home run in the Threshers' six-run seventh inning. That came back on Friday. First pitch to Matheson. Swing and a miss out in front of the breaking ball. And it's a nothing and one count. Looked like a changeup from Austin Cates that Matheson thought was coming a little harder. He's got Tait on second with two outs and a scoreless top of the first inning. As Cates sets up from the stretch, looks over at Tait, who's inching off a second and fires. 0-1 in for a strike. Change on the outside corner. And the count is nothing and two. So two pitches taken from Matheson. And two strikes so far. Two down in the first inning, but the Threshers have a potential opening run leading off of second. 0-2 to the pitch. Sliced foul over the Threshers' dugout and slams into the roof of the left field concourse, keeping some shade on a few lucky Blue Jays fans here at TD Ballpark. With the sun out in full force here in Dunedin. 0-2 the pitch. Matheson gets a hold of this one, drives it out to left center field. Berry going back, drifting into left center, and makes the grab on a slow jog for the final out of the first inning. So the Threshers get the game's first hit. A one-out single by Eduardo Tait, but that is all they get as they leave one man stranded without a run or an error in the first frame. No score so far. The Blue Jays pick up the bat next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means minor league baseball excitement returns to Bay Care Ballpark. Opening night on April 8th is the fan favorite Dollar Tuesday. Enjoy dollar hot dogs, sodas, popcorn, and more as we celebrate the start of the Threshers minor league season. Opening weekend won't disappoint with a post-game concert on April 11th by Tampa's favorite top 40 country music band, Crossfire Creek, kicking off our Friday night concert series. Then stay after for a fantastic fireworks display following the game on Saturday, April 12th. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and more information as we kick off the 2025 season in style.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame Weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
A new leadoff man for the first time for Dunedin, and a new pitcher for the Threshers, Marcus Morgan, making his first career start after being taken in last year's draft. First pitch fastball is driven out to right field. Carter Matheson eases underneath it, ranging to his right, left to make the catch. One pitch, one out to start the first inning. So that was Bryce Arnold, who just flied out to right fielder Carter Matheson. As we take a look at the Blue Jays lineup, set to face Marcus Morgan, a Clearwater Threshers draft pick out of the University of Iowa. Well, Phillies draft pick in the ninth round of last year's draft, making his pro debut. Sam Shaw, who's had a nice series so far, steps up to the plate, takes a first pitch fastball inside for ball number one. Following Shaw, Alexis Hernandez is on deck. Brock Tibbetts hitting cleanup in the hole. And Tucker Thome in the DH will bat fifth. The 1-0 from Morgan. Shaw gives this one a ride high in the air in a shallow center field. Sprinting out is Beltran, who makes the call in front of Norrie, but drops the baseball, quickly fires to second, not in time. And that is going to be an error, as that one just bounced right out of Beltran's glove. And just like that, Sam Shaw is on the second base bag. So a tough one for the Threshers, but the high sky of Florida always makes it difficult to make plays, especially when the ball is hit straight up into the sun, like Sam Shaw's last at-bat. The error brings Shaw to second base. Now Alexis Hernandez comes up to the plate for Dunedin. As we continue through the Blue Jays lineup, Brock Tibbetts on deck, Tucker Thome in the hole, And Kendry Chirinos is hitting sixth, moving from catcher to first base tonight. Yoan Calaponte batting seventh, Braden Berry eighth, and Peyton Powell rounds out the Blue Jays order from the nine spot. One out and one on. First pitch to Alexis Hernandez is a fastball, outside edge. 1-0 is the count. For Morgan, he throws six pitches, fastball, cutter, sinker, sweeper, splitter, and then a regular old slider. A lot of breaking stuff and a low to mid-90s fastball from the ninth rounder out of Iowa. 1-0 the count to Hernandez, swing and a miss, and that evens the count at 1-1. And a number of former Hawkeyes have graced the Threshers opening day roster in the past couple of years. This year there are two Hawkeyes. Morgan's teammate Raider Tello started at third base yesterday for Clearwater. Does have the day off, though, here tonight. 1-1 the count to Hernandez. Man on second with one out and the pitch. Fastball outside. Count now 2-1 in favor of Alexis Hernandez. Also, Keaton Anthony, another former Hawkeye, undrafted free agent signing by the Phillies in 2023. As Anthony finished that season with the Threshers and played the first half of last year in Clearwater before getting the call up. And did that hit the bat or the batter? And it looks like it got the bat. A check swing from Hernandez on an inside fastball hits the neck of his all-black bat while Hernandez was trying to bring the bat into the body and avoid the swing. So it's a 2-2 count to Hernandez. A bit of an unlucky break for Alexis, but Morgan will grind on. Sets up on the third base side from the stretch. Take a quick glance at second. Now the 2-2. Hit on the ground the other way. Diving play at first. Can't get there, and it rolls into right field. Matheson is there to scoop it up, and he fires the throw into home. The throw eludes the glove of Cody Shojinaga, allowing Hernandez to escape to second base. It shouldn't be an error. Should just be Hernandez advancing on the throw. Looked like he was going around to second before the throw bounced out of Shojinaga's glove. So it's a one-out single, and now there are two men in scoring position with one out for Brock Tibbetts. Catcher and first baseman. He's played first base the last two nights, has Tibbetts, and has yet to record a hit. He has walked once, been hit by a pitch once, and struck out four times. Infield moves in for Clearwater, first through third, all touching the infield grass, at least with the tip of their toes, with a third baseman Day having both feet fully on the infield grass. First pitch inside to Tibbetts. The fastball makes it a 1-0 count, and we've been seeing a whole lot of heat from Marcus Morgan so far. Some fastballs, some cutters, some sinkers, making up the majority of his pitches so far in the first. 1-0 is the count to Tibbetts. Here's the pitch. Cutter in the dirt, gets right by Shojinaga, but a big bounce off the backstop keeps the runners at bay. So instead of a wild pitch, it's just a harmless 2-0 count, but Morgan catching a break right there. Marcus Morgan started the Threshers exhibition against the Florida Complex League Phillies back on Tuesday, and was unfortunately unable to make it out of the second inning in that one. 2-0 here to Tibbetts with two aboard, here with one out in the first. The pitch, Tibbetts slices it back and foul, ricochets off the netting and back on to the field of play. New ball for Morgan as he has a new 2-1 count against Brock Tibbetts. We'll set the defense for the Threshers after the 2-1 pitch as Morgan is now set from the stretch, loaded the ball into his glove at the belt. 2-1, the kick and the pitch. Tibbetts hits a high hopper. Day jumps and it bounces off his glove into left field. One run scores on the base hit RBI, and Brock Tibbetts has his first hit of the season, giving the Dunedin Blue Jays their first run of the game. And it is 1-0 Blue Jays as they have scored first for the second time this series. So one gone and now runners on the corners. Threshers infield will adjust to shift for the switch hitting Tucker Toman, and as Gustavo Armas, Threshers pitching coach, comes out from the dugout to chat with Morgan, we'll take a look at the Clearwater defense here in the bottom of the first inning. Coming in with Gustavo for the mound visit is the catcher Cody Shojinaga, Marcus Morgan's battery mate here today. Caden Hediger's over at first base, Diego Gonzalez at second. At short is Nolan Beltran, and Brady Day is manning the hot corner for the Clearwater Threshers. In the outfield left to right, Avery Owusu-Asiedu in left field, Dante Norrie in the position Owusu-Asiedu occupied for much of last year, center field, and Carter Matheson making his third consecutive start out in right for the Threshers. And that'll end the mound visit for Gustavo Armas, bringing up Tucker Thoman back to the plate, who had a couple of hits in yesterday's win for Dunedin, and now up with men on the corners and one out. First pitch to Thoman's cut on and missed over the top of a fastball, and it is a nothing and one count. So Sam Shaw scored. That run will be unearned. Alexis Hernandez, despite officially reaching second on an error by Cody Shoji Naga, he's on third. That run would be earned if Thoman can drive him in here, and that's not going to happen as the fastball just clips Thoman on the front shoulder, and now the bases are loaded after the hit-by-pitch. So it was 0-1 before the hit. Now it's bases loaded for Kendry Chirinos, also looking for his first hit of the season. Alexis Hernandez remains on third for Dunedin. On second is Tibbetts. And Tucker Thoman on first base, now having reached in each of the first three games of his third season in Dunedin. Infield shifting back for two. A double play could still end the inning with just one run across the plate. And the first pitch to Chirinos is a breaking ball that misses up and in for a 1-0 count. Chirinos, without a hit so far this season, made his season debut as the designated hitter yesterday and struck out twice, grounded out, and flied out in his four appearances. 1-0. Chirino hits a hopper towards second. This could be two. Beltran flips to second for one. Gonzalez to first. It's an inning-ending double play. Exactly what the Threshers needed, and a textbook 6-4-3 twin killing keeps the Blue Jays at bay after a tough first inning. The Blue Jays do, however, escape with a run. An RBI single from Brock Tibbetts gives them the opening run of today's contest. Run coming on a hit, or two hits and two errors, and the bases left with two aboard. It's 1-0 Blue Jays as we head to the second here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Threshers fans, it is officially baseball season. Come to BayCare Ballpark for our first home series with opening day on April 8th as your Clearwater Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas for our first home game and Dollar Tuesday of the season. Call our ticket office at 727-467-4457 or visit threshersbaseball.com/tickets for up-to-date pricing. We'll see you at the game.
Top of the second inning, couple of errors and a run across for Dunedin. And Cody Shoji Naga will try to be the first Thresher to start exacting their revenge. Shoji had a great game, his first multi-hit performance in his professional career, as he takes the first pitch fastball upstairs from Austin Cates to start off the top second. Still 1-0 Dunedin, two hits to one in favor of the Blue Jays as well. But keep in mind, the Blue Jays got on the board first on Friday, and Shoji Naga gets his third hit in the last two games, starting off the second inning with a leadoff single. And for the Threshers, leadoff hits have been at a premium. Only once in yesterday's game did the leadoff man to start an inning get on board. And it happened twice on opening day on Friday. So Shoji Naga leads off with his third hit in his last five at-bats after he went 2-for-4 with a pair of doubles last night. Now Caden Hediger coming to the plate, takes a slider for a called strike, and it's nothing and one. Hediger, a catcher by trade, playing more first base over the last couple of seasons for the Threshers. And with a lot of strong catchers in the Phillies minor league system. 0-1, breaking ball outside, count evens at 1-1. And Hediger made a pretty big change in the offseason for Clearwater. Came in the league as an 11th round draft pick in 2023. A switch hitting catcher, certainly a rare find, though Hediger is still a rare breed behind the plate. 1-1 the pitch. Hediger gets a hold of this one. High fly ball out to right field. Stalled by the wind, blowing straight back into home plate. And Hernandez settles underneath it to make the grab for out number one. And Caden Hediger, to finish what I was saying earlier, switching, or dropping, I should say, his right-handed hitting, and now is purely a left-handed batter. So one gone for Diego Gonzalez, still 1-0 Blue Jays here with one out in the top of the second inning. Gonzalez 0-4 in his season opener yesterday. Represents the go-ahead run. First pitch to Diego is low. Breaking ball makes it a 1-0 count. Shoji Naga on first base. Does have some speed, but hasn't looked like he is looking to head to second during Gonzalez's at-bat. Here's the 1-0. Gonzalez holds up the swing on the breaking ball, evens the count, makes it 2-0 as that one drops outside of the zone. Gonzalez at 265 in 44 games for the Threshers last season with three home runs, the majority of those coming on the road for Clearwater. Now he's got a man on first, 2-0 pitch, fastball up and away, and that makes the count 3-0 in favor of the hitter. Gonzalez, 21 years old, signed in 2019 by the Phillies out of Barquisimeto in Venezuela. He played 12 games with the Adelaide Giants, replacing the injured Trent Farquhar in winter ball earlier this year as he takes a 3-0 fastball for a called strike to make it 3-1. In those 12 games, Gonzalez went 9-47 in Adelaide, but about half of those hits went for extra bases. Two doubles, a triple, and a home run with eight RBIs in 12 games. Swing and a miss there on the breaking ball, and the count fills up at 3-2. We could see Shoji Naga take off for second base on the full count. So 3-2 it is. Shoji Naga, who did not attempt a stolen base for the Threshers last season, is taking the lead off of first. Full count for Diego, one gone in the inning. Pickoff attempt at first, not in time. And Kendry Chirinos doesn't even slap the tag on Shoji Naga, who is back to first before the throw. So a full count again to Diego. Three balls and two strikes the count. Austin Cate set up from the third base side of the rubber. Stares down the batter. Now he fires home. Runner goes. Swing and a miss by Gonzalez for a strike. Throw down to second base in time. And it's a strike him out, throw him out, double play to end the second inning. First time that has happened to the Threshers in my 3 years here. And despite the leadoff hit, the Threshers end the second inning in order. Cates faced the minimum but has allowed two hits through two innings of work. And the Threshers trail Dunedin 1-0.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com. For more information and sign up today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
1-0 Dunedin as we start in the bottom of the second with the bottom third of Dunedin's order. 4-1 win last night for the Blue Jays after the Threshers came back from two runs down early on to win it 8-4. First pitch, Yoan Calaponte is fouled straight back and over the press box. Well out of play. It's an 0-1 count to the Blue Jays left fielder. Braden Berry, Peyton Powell to follow up Ponte, who was a Dunedin Blue Jay for the majority of 2024. 0-1 the pitch. Cutter outside, and the count evens at 1-1. 1-0 Dunedin, 2 hits apiece so far here in the bottom of the second inning. As Yoan Calaponte making his fourth at bat of the season. 1-1 the pitch in the dirt, and the count is 2-1 to the Venezuelan native. 21 years old is Aponte, who spent most of last season, 83 games in fact, here with the Dunedin Blue Jays, hitting under 200 at 189 with six homers and 38 RBIs. Here he fouls back another breaking ball, and it's a 2-2 count on Aponte, who has played for Dunedin for parts of each of the last three seasons, getting six games here in 2023 after spending 44 of his 50 games in the Florida Complex League. 2-2, curveball missing inside, and the count fills up at 3-2. The stuff seems to be there for Marcus Morgan. Ponce still getting that command down. Earlier in between innings, Eli Trope was starting to stretch in the bullpen. Looked like he didn't go. Looked like he went, excuse me, but he didn't. And Aponte, check swing, earns himself a leadoff walk to start the second inning. That is the first free pass issued by Morgan. He has hit a batter so far today and allowed two hits. Now the first walk of his professional career. That'll bring up Braden Berry. And Berry with a night off last night as he was the opening day center fielder for Dunedin. First pitch to Braden, misses outside and away, and it's a 1-0 count to Dunedin center fielder. Last night it was Jaden Rudd who was the main reason Dunedin took that game. And Braden Berry with a walk and a run, but two strikeouts on opening day, including the last out of the Threshers' opening day win. 1-0 the pitch, fastball right down the pipe, and it's taken for a called strike. And it's a 1-1 count now to Braden Berry. Aponte's on first. He's got good speed. And a blue sliding mitt over his left hand. Taking a short lead off of first, Hediger watching. The pitch comes in from Morgan, just missing outside and low. It's a 2-1 count to Braden Berry. 24 pitches so far for Marcus. 12 over for strikes. And here with a 2-1 count on Berry. Morgan sets up from the stretch, towing the third base side of the rubber. Kicks and fires. 2 on the pitch, right down Main Street. Fastball taken for a called strike two, and it's a 2-2 count to Berry. Leadoff walks can be tough, but a solid at-bat following can certainly try to help minimize the damage, which is exactly what Morgan is trying to do. 2-2. In the dirt, great block by Shoji Naga as he keeps that in front of him. Chests it down, and Aponte remains on first base. However, for the second straight time, it's a full count, 3-2 to the Dunedin hitter. Berry will take a quick timeout. Steps in and out of the box to get himself set. We could see Aponte go on 3-2. Morgan deals. Runner stays. The pitch just misses. And that's ball four. But not by much. Really close on the outside. And the first two batters here in inning number two for the Blue Jays have worked the count full and drawn a walk. So Berry replaces Aponte on first. Yoangel over on the second base bag for the Blue Jays. Still nobody out here in the second. And the Threshers gearing up for what they hope is going to be a double play ball. It's the shortstop Nolan Beltran holding Aponte on the second base bag while Gonzalez shades closer towards second for the lefty shift on Peyton Powell. First pitch to Powell, third baseman today, is a breaking ball that misses outside and low, and it's a 1-0 count to Powell. Listed as a catcher, the 24-year-old was signed as an undrafted free agent out of the University of Texas. And now Powell making his first start of the season here with Dunedin. One of the pitch. Swing and a miss. Hefty hack and out in front of the fastball, but Powell couldn't get near it. It is a 1-1 count with two on and nobody out here in the second inning. And it looks like there are still some warm-ups happening out in the Threshers' bullpen. I believe it's still Eli Trope who is starting to get his stretches across the mound. 1-1, breaking ball, catching the inside corner for a called strike two. And now the count falls to 1-2 as Morgan inches closer to what he hopes is going to be his first out of the season. Marcus Morgan coming from a very athletic family. He almost played college basketball himself and was also an All-State quarterback. So a three-sport All-State athlete for Marcus Morgan in high school. Breaking ball, missing outside. Count evens at 2-2 as Peyton Powell takes the outside pitch. And as a baseball player, Morgan committed to the University of Iowa while also playing in the Northwoods and Cape Cod League in his two collegiate summers. 2-2 to Powell. Oh, that got him in the knee. And they're saying Powell went. They're saying Powell went around on the pitch that struck him in the knee. And as of now, that's called a strikeout by Jacob Ashworth. Gil Kim is over to have a conversation with the Dunedin manager. It will be a wild pitch as well, as Aponte is still on third, Barry still on second, as they await the results of Kim. And I believe they're going to move the runners back, and they are. So that's a lucky break for the Threshers. Powell gets the strikeout. Barry back to first. Aponte back to second. And there's one out here in the bottom of the second inning. That'll bring up Bryce Arnold, leadoff man for the Dunedin Blue Jays, who flied out to right on his first pitch that he saw back in the first inning. Bryce Arnold, undrafted free agent in 2023, played here for parts of last year as well. And now this one is grounded foul down the third base line. Day with a nice pickup, but he runs on to the infield track to glove that one. 0-1 the count for Bryce Arnold. Attended Campbell University. A couple years later then, but the same school as Phillies farmhand Seth Johnson, acquired from the Orioles in a trade last year and currently in AAA. Fastball misses outside, and it's a 1-1 count on Bryce Arnold. Third base is open, scores 1-0 Dunedin. Each team with a pair of knocks so far today, as the Threshers have a righty warming up in the bullpen, and it looks like it is Eli Trope getting ready to come on. 1-1 the pitch. Fastball just missing a tick upstairs, and it's 2-1. Tyler Higgins, the bullpen coach for Clearwater, replacing Tim Collins, now up with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, is, of course, watching closely as Trope warms up in the Threshers' pen. Morgan sets from the center of the rubber, 2-1, breaking ball, in for a strike, but it pops out of the glove of Cody Shojinaga. 2-2 the count. And that one certainly was in the zone. Sometimes you'll see umpires be a little bit less forgiving to those kind of pitches. Typically, if they see a ball pop out of the catcher's glove, they'll lean towards ball, but that one's squarely in the center of the zone. 2-2 to Arnold. Checked his swing. Did he go? He did not. Slider missing outside, and that fills up the count once again at 3-0. It was 2-2 when Powell struck out in the last at-bat, but both walks to Aponte and Barry on second and first were on full counts. Big pitch coming here for Morgan. One out, two on. Three balls and two strikes to Arnold. Righty-on-righty matchup. Here's the payoff. And a broken bat, snapper over to second. Gonzalez picks it up, tags the bag himself for one, on to first, and another inning-ending double play. Diego Gonzalez with a heads-up play at second, and Marcus Morgan induces another twin killing to get out of the second inning. Two walks, bending but not breaking. Morgan gets his first career strikeout, leaving a runner stranded. And the Threshers still trail by one heading into the third.
Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to ThreshersBaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at BayCare Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Thresher signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at BayCare Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
Nolan Beltran starting off the third inning for the Threshers, part of one of two double plays that ended the bottom of each of the first two frames. Beltran hits a high hopper towards first, picked up by Chirino, sends it to Cates, who tags the bag in time. Ahead of the speeding Beltran, one pitch, one out to start off the third inning. So good job from Chirinos to Cates, but Beltran retired on the ground ball. Two hits apiece through the first two innings. Threshers with two errors and the Blue Jays with one run as Eli Trope continues his warm-up in the Threshers' left field bullpen. Austin Cates has been quite efficient. Through two and a third innings, he has thrown 22 pitches, 15 of which have crossed the plate for strikes, and he's earned one strikeout as well. Now Avery Owusu-Asidu coming up to the plate for the Threshers, playing 98 games for Clearwater last season. He takes the first pitch upstairs for a called strike just at the chest, which is a pretty high mark to reach for the 6'4 Avery Owusu-Asidu, ninth round pick of the Phillies in 2023. Breaking ball outside, looks like a slider, and the count evens at one ball and one strike. Nobody on and one out. 1-1 to Owusu-Asidu, snaps his bat, if he's still hanging on to any of it. Or it's just the full bat that went flying into the dugout. And now Owusu-Asidu is going to take a minute to go grab some pine tar. Talked about Marcus Morgan getting the start for the Threshers in their exhibition. And it was Avery Owusu-Asidu who put on the exhibition in that scrimmage on Tuesday. Owusu-Asidu came in the sixth inning as a pinch hitter. Played in the outfield for the last half of the exhibition. Went 2-for-3 with a go-ahead two-run home run and a two-run double as well. Really looks like he's increasing his hard contact here in this season. And Owusu-Asidu challenges the call. Breaking ball, called a strike on the outside edge. And here's the first challenge of the game.
The previous pitch was called a strike. The batter is challenging.
Jacob Ashworth making the call, and OBS confirms that Owusu-Asidu is right. So strike three turns into ball two, and the Threshers get their first challenge of the day correct, and Owusu-Asidu stays alive to make it 2-2, and he was right. That ball was a couple of inches off the plate on the outside edge. It's a 2-2 count to Owusu-Asidu, 1-for-3 with a ribby in Saturday's loss. Cates deals. Fastball well upstairs, eye level for Avery, and the count fills up at 3-2. And they always say that a walk is as good as a hit, and especially in this situation, it would be if Owusu-Asidu can get himself on base. Instead, he swings at the 3-2, grounds it to third, two-hopper for Arnold, flips it to first, gets it there just in time as Owusu-Asidu sprinting down the line but lost the race with the baseball by about half a step. So two down on ground outs, and that'll bring up Dante Norrie, who grounded out on the first pitch of the game back in the top of the first inning. Dante Norrie, the 27th overall pick in last year's draft, out of Northville High School in Michigan. First pitch to Norrie, breaking ball in the outside corner, called strike, nothing and one. And Dante Norrie comes from an impressive sports lineage with his father and grandfather, college baseball players at Indiana, as Norrie takes strike two. His grandfather, Fred Norrie, recruited Kyle Schwarber to the University of Indiana as the breaking ball zips outside to Norrie, 1-2, now the count. And Dante Norrie still remains close with Kyle Schwarber, and Schwarber has certainly helped him as he started his pro career. Three-hopper over to second, picked up by Shaw. On the run, he throws to first and just beats Norrie for a 1-2-3 inning. So Austin Cates allows three ground outs to the Threshers as they're set down in order for the first time tonight. Bottom of the third coming up next on the Threshers Broadcast Network, and we'll have a new pitcher coming in for Clearwater. Threshers 0, Blue Jays 1. Coming up is the third inning.
Country music and baseball go so well together. That's why the Threshers have Crossfire Creek coming to perform at Bay Care Ballpark after our first Friday home game of the season. We'll have some of the best country music in Tampa Bay kicking off our Sun Cruiser concert series and our opening day weekend.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Bay Care Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Eli Trope will make his season debut for the Threshers after two innings of Marcus Morgan. Whole lot of pitches, nearing 50 for Marcus. In fact, he was at 39 with 19 for strikes when his cord was pulled. His first career outing, he's in line for the loss with only one run allowed, though it was unearned in two innings. Two hits, two walks, and a strikeout for Marcus in his career debut. Now Eli Trope to the mound. First pitch, throws it underneath Sam Shaw, and it rolls back to the backstop for ball number one. Eli Trope was one of the draftees from the Phillies that debuted for the Threshers last season. He was picked in the 16th round out of the University of Pennsylvania, where opening day winner Ryan Dromboski also played. 1-0 the pitch, and Shaw pulls back the bunt on the inside breaking ball. Count is now 2-0. Trope throws three pitches, fastball, slider, and a changeup for the 22-year-old. Played 3 years and came out of the bullpen in every one of them for the Quakers. 2-0 now to Shaw. Fastball up and in, narrowly missing, and now the count is 3-0 to Sam Shaw. Trope pitched in four regular season games for the Threshers and did not allow a run in his last four innings of work, 4 2/3 to be exact, in his career debut, but four-pitch walk to start off Sam Shaw, and for the second straight inning, the Blue Jays begin with a leadoff walk. That's third walk of the game to start off the third inning, and now Alexis Hernandez comes up to the plate against Eli Trope, who debuted against the Dunedin Blue Jays back on August 21st, and they're the only team that scored a run against Trope last year. His last three starts, four innings, five strikeouts, one hit allowed, and no walks. So Trope had a good start to his career last year, and he starts off Hernandez with his first strike of the season to make it an 0-1 count. Hernandez singled back in the first inning and made it to third base before the inning-ending double play. He's got Sean first, who's the only Blue Jay with a stolen base so far this season, as Hernandez taking some time out to probably clean the sweat out of his helmet. It is a hot one out in Dunedin today, but Hernandez having a good start to the year as he got the day off last night, but Hernandez going 1-for-4 in Friday's loss. Now the 0-1, up and in, some chin music as Hernandez ducks away from a slipped fastball, and Trope goes immediately to the rosin to rectify that mistake. It's a 1-1 count to Hernandez. Shaw remains on first as Ashley Stevenson coaching over at first base there. 2-1 now, breaking ball missing from Trope. Looks like his changeup and fastball are pretty similar in terms of their mile an hour number. That one coming in at 88 on the change. 2-1 Hernandez now. Trope sets from the stretch and fires. Outside, 3-1. And once again, Phillies or Threshers pitchers are having a tough time finding the strike zone so far. Two walks in the first two batters of the last inning for Morgan. And now it's 3-1 after the leadoff walk here. Bunt pulled back, fastball right down Main Street, taken for a strike. Now the count fills up at 3-2 to Alexis Hernandez. Single already on the day for him, so he's 2-for-5 in the final two games of this weekend opening set. Full count. Shaw's got speed, so we could see him running. And instead, it's a pickoff attempt. Shaw gets back in the nick of time as he slides in ahead of the Hediger tag. And Hediger, former catcher as well, listed as a catcher on the Threshers roster and expected to get some reps with Clearwater behind the plate. Quick on the tag. 3-2, runner goes. Great jump by Shaw, and it looks like Shaw is going to have to come back to first. Hernandez might have gotten a piece of that fastball, and it's enough to foul off the third strike. So we stay at 3-2. Threshers look like they've got a righty with a baseball in their hand out in the left field bullpen as Trope tries to work through the full count of Hernandez. 3 balls, 2 strikes. We'll see if Shaw goes again. Runner goes. The pitch. Fouled down the right field line this time. Back to first comes Shaw, and around the train we go. There is a righty ready for the Threshers. Might be Jose Pena, but hard to tell. Or maybe I just need new glasses. Full count to Hernandez once again, and Trope says, let's do this one last time. Runner stays put this time, and third time's a charm for Dunedin. Fastball misses for the second straight frame. The leadoff two batters have drawn walks. So back-to-back walks from Trope to start off his season, and now Brock Tibbetts comes up to the plate, but not before Gustavo Armas will come out and have a chat with Eli Trope. Not too much around the Phillies system has started just yet. The next game in the Phillies system begins at 1:05 when the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs take on the Rochester Red Wings. So we'll start off with an early scoreboard in the Florida State League. Only one game yet to start. That's Bradenton and Daytona. The Tortugas have a 5 p.m. start time on Sundays, only team in the league with that. Everyone else is underway. We're scoreless in Palm Beach as the Mighty Muscles try to take the opening series against the defending champs. St. Lucie and Jupiter each have a pair of hits in the top of the third, but neither squad has a run as former Thresher Starlin Caba comes up in the top of the third inning with one out for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Lakeland is the only other Florida State League team with a run aside from Dunedin. They lead the Tarpons 1-0 over at Tampa's complex, where the Yankees typically play their Florida Complex League games. Of course, it's 1-0 Dunedin here, but Clearwater in trouble in the top of the third inning. Pitch to Tibbetts, misses up and away, and it's a 1-0 count. Alexis Hernandez is on first. Sam Shaw on second. Still nobody out after back-to-back walks started off this third inning. Trope scans the runners. Quick look over at second as he fires the 1-0. Jam shot back to the pitcher's mound. Trope fires a second base. Gonzalez is there for one, and that is all they'll get as Hernandez is retired on the 1-4 fielder's choice. Tibbetts got to first quick enough, so he will be on base. Sam Shaw's on third with one away, but the Threshers in position for a potential twin killing against Tucker Thoman, who's had a great series so far. 3 hits last night and a hit by pitch already today. here with runners on the corners and one out. Tibbetts on first, Shaw on second, and a 1-0 lead for Dunedin here in the bottom of the third inning. Smart play by Trope to try and get one of the lead runners, taking one of the two base runners out of scoring position. First pitch to Toman, breaking ball in for a strike. That's the slider from Trope that falls in for strike number one. Trope's last outing of last season came against Dunedin. Two shutout innings with three strikeouts on September 7th against the St. Lucie Mets. Nothing and one to Toman. Runner goes to second. Pitch is a ball. Throw to Gonzalez. Not in time. And it's a stolen base for Brock Tibbetts. His first of the year. 1-1 count to Tucker Toman. It's actually Nolan Beltran on the cover. But the throw from Shoji Naga, just a hair of a second late, as Tibbetts got a really good jump on the breaking ball. And those looping breaking balls are good pitches for hitters to steal on. So now the Threshers move out of double play shift into the infield grass with runners on second and third. Toman sprays it the other way and foul. Now it's 1-2. A fastball from Trope that came in at 90 miles an hour and is now a souvenir on the concourse on the left field side. So a 1-2 count to Toman. Switch hitter batting lefty against the righty as Trope sets and deals. Fastball up and away. Good take by Toman. Count evens at 2-2. In Trope's senior year of high school, he captained his football and baseball team, was a league offense MVP once, and a first-team safety at football as well, so a strong athlete. Toman goes to Hediger on the ground ball. Hediger goes home and gets the out as a tag applied perfectly by Shoji Naga. Making sure the run doesn't score as Sam Shaw is taken out 3-2 on the fielder's choice from Toman. Maybe the Threshers could have gotten a double play there, but Hediger made a snap decision, chose to get the guaranteed out at home plate. Tibbetts moves to third, and Shaw is out at home. Tibbetts stayed at second. He didn't even move on the play. And now there's two down for Kendry Chirinos with much more manageable runners on first and second. Slider misses outside to Kendry. It's a 1-0 count as Chirinos just took the slider. 1-0 the count. Two outs in the third. 1-0 Dunedin. And the pitch fouled backwards. Fastball makes it a 1-1 count as Chirinos spears it into the net. Chirinos grounded into an inning-ending double play in the first of the year turned by the Threshers. Nolan Beltran, Diego Gonzalez to Caden Hediger. 1-1 now to Chirinos. Trope scans the runners, checking out Tibbetts at second base. Now they're kicking the 1-1. Upstairs fastball, 2-1 the count for Eli Trope. And Trope now has the sign from Shoji Naga. 2-1. Outside, 3-1 on the cut fastball as Trope looks to end this inning. Warm-ups intensifying for the Threshers out in left field. Already have changed pitchers once, and it is Jose Pena who pitched a third of an inning in Friday's win for his season debut. 3-1 to Chirinos. Fastball upstairs, just at the letters, called strike 3-2, and now the runners will go with two outs in the inning. Tibbetts is on second, Toman is on first. Three balls, two strikes with two outs, and Kendry Chirinos up at the plate, and Trope trying to get out of this inning unscathed. Payoff pitch, runners stay put, and now they'll move as the fastball misses upstairs. Third walk of the frame for Eli Trope, fifth of the game, by Threshers pitching. So Tibbetts to third, Toman to second, and we've got Ducks on the pond, or should I say Blue Jays on the pond. For now, it's going to be Jose Pena. Marty Malloy coming out of the dugout as Eli Trope has thrown 25 pitches, 10 for strikes in two-thirds of this third inning. All three runners are his responsibility if they should come home, but Jose Pena will come out of the Threshers bullpen to try and prevent exactly that from happening. Bases loaded, two outs. Yoan Calaponte coming to the plate, and a new Thresher coming to the mound. Blue Jays lead it 1-0 in the bottom third.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means minor league baseball excitement returns to Bay Care Ballpark. Opening night on April 8th is the fan favorite Dollar Tuesday. Enjoy dollar hot dogs, sodas, popcorn, and more as we celebrate the start of the Threshers minor league season. Opening weekend won't disappoint with a post-game concert on April 11th by Tampa's favorite top 40 country music band, Crossfire Creek, kicking off our Friday night concert series. Then stay after for a fantastic fireworks display following the game on Saturday, April 12th. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and more information as we kick off the 2025 season in style.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate.
Sorry about the technical difficulties there. Only missed one pitch as Jose Pena's fastball missed up to Yoan Calaponte to start off Pena's second outing of the season. A third of an inning on Friday. Now with the bases loaded, two gone. He spikes a fastball in the dirt, and the count is now 2-0 to Yoan Calaponte. He walked to lead off the second inning, but did not make it home. Jose Pena on Friday didn't need that many pitches to get the last out of the fourth inning. Also against Yoan Calaponte. So two games this season for Pena, 2-1 on Aponte, and he's still only faced one batter. So 2-1 count to Yoankel. Bases full of Blue Jays, Chirinos, Toman, and Tibbetts, first to third. 2-1, fastball, catching the outside corner, and the count evens at 2-2. Right at the knees, a really well-placed pitch from Jose Pena, who is coming in on mop-up duty with the bases jacked. Two outs, three on, 2-2, as Pena looks for the sign from Shoji Naga. He'll step off to avoid the pitch clock violation. 2 seconds on the pitch clock before it was reset, as Pena now scans the runner. Still 2-2, as Pena sets from the chest, kicks and fires. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Beautiful breaking ball up in the zone, and for the second time, Jose Pena has come in with one out left in an inning and got the emphatic out number three. Bases loaded, but no problem for Jose. Trope's outing ends in a shutout. We'll see if Pena comes back on for the fourth, but first, the top of the fourth next. Threshers trail by one.
Country music and baseball go so well together. That's why the Threshers have Crossfire Creek coming to perform at Bay Care Ballpark after our first Friday home game of the season. We'll have some of the best country music in Tampa Bay kicking off our Sun Cruiser concert series and our opening day weekend.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Threshers have now used three pitchers, but Austin Cates remains on the hill for Dunedin, spinning a two-hit shutout through the first third of the contest. Each team with a game won in the series so far. Now Eduardo Tait leads off for the Threshers in the fourth inning as Clearwater tries to scratch their first run across the board. First pitch of Tait is a breaking ball taken for a called strike as the Threshers DH has the first hit of the game today. He singled back in the first inning but was unable to get past second base. Upstairs, Heater misses and the count evens at 1-1 as the Threshers have a lefty warming up in the bullpen. There aren't too many lefties on the Threshers roster. Tait's a strong lefty hitter, but he bullets this one over to Cates, who is right there for it. Runs it to the bag, flips to first, and that's out number one here in the fourth. Brady Day, Carter Matheson, the next two up for the Threshers. Day grounded out to the pitcher in his last time up, as Tait just did seconds ago. So one gone, Threshers down by one here in the top of the fourth inning. Cates deals, almost nicks Bray. Some chin music to Brady Day, makes it a 1-0 count. Threshers still with a lefty warming in the bullpen. I believe it's Raymond Rosario. And the next pitch in the dirt to Day. Two balls and one strike is the count. Two-0 today. Popped up over the infield. Pitcher stepping off the mound. Called off by the first baseman. And it drops in between the first and second baseman. That's a tough one for Dunedin. But the Threshers will take the break. Peyton Powell came in from third and couldn't get there in time. Kendry Chirinos came from first. Couldn't get there in time. And it's a very strange single for Brady Day, and that will keep one out on the tally for Carter Matheson, who already has a go-ahead home run for Clearwater this season. Day's got speed. He's taking a short lead off of first. Day's put as Matheson lifts a high fly ball out to shallow left field. Arnold, Powell are there around Aponte, and it's the shortstop Arnold who comes in with a running catch over his head with one hand for the second out of the fourth inning. And that was certainly a sigh of relief for the Dunedin Blue Jays, as they had just seen a pop-up fall in between two players. Certainly didn't want to see it again between these three players. And now Cody Shojinaga tries to continue his hot start to the season. Four for his first 11, as Shoji has a hit now in each of the first three games. Only Threshers so far with that on his stat line. First pitch to Shoji Naga is a breaking ball that misses outside and low. It's a 1-0 count to the former sixth-round draft pick out of Kansas. Shoji, though, was caught stealing to end the second inning on a strikeout, throw-him-out double play. Now he represents the go-ahead run with two outs in the fourth. Now the pitch, breaking ball in the dirt again. Looked like a curve. That makes it 2-0 to Shoji Naga. An even number of hits for Shoji, two singles and two doubles in his three games so far this year. 2-0 the count now. Day leading off of first. And here's the pitch. Fastball upstairs, 3-0. And Shoji Naga has kept his bat well rested so far today. 22 years old. And twice named a second all Big 12 infielder. As he takes a fastball inside for a called strike one. Now it's a 3-1 count. Two gone, 1-0 lead for Dunedin. Threshers, though, have the advantage with three hits, but two errors with Dunedin not having recorded one yet. 3-1 is the count. Cates rocks and fires. Shoji Naga gets a hold of this one, rips it out to right center field, but it's the center fielder Barry sprinting to his left who makes the catch and closes the gap to end the fourth inning. Threshers got a one-out hit from Brady Day, but leave another man stranded. As we head to the bottom of the fourth inning, Blue Jays 1, Threshers 0. You're listening to the Threshers Broadcast Network.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means minor league baseball excitement returns to Bay Care Ballpark. Opening night on April 8th is the fan favorite Dollar Tuesday. Enjoy dollar hot dogs, sodas, popcorn, and more as we celebrate the start of the Threshers minor league season. Opening weekend won't disappoint with a post-game concert on April 11th by Tampa's favorite top 40 country music band, Crossfire Creek, kicking off our Friday night concert series. Then stay after for a fantastic fireworks display following the game on Saturday, April 12th. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and more information as we kick off the 2025 season in style.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Raymond Rosario was not initially part of the Threshers opening day roster, but shortly before the trip to Dunedin, he was added. And the left-hander starts off his season with a strike against Braden Berry. Looks like some heat coming from one of three lefties on the Threshers roster, A.J. Wilson and Eric Ritchie joining Rosario. They trail by one, and the 0-1's in the dirt. Breaking ball slipped out of the hands of Raymond to even the count against Braden Berry. So Jose Pena and Eli Trope won't get a decision. They combine for three walks and a strikeout in the third inning, with Pena getting the K and Trope walking the bases loaded. 1-1 the count to Braden Berry, who walked back in the second inning. And now here's the 2-0 pitch. Hit off the end of the bat towards second base, and Gonzalez can't pick it up cleanly. Knocks off the heel of his glove for the Threshers' third error of the day. Not the start that you want to see from the Threshers. Five walks, three errors so far through the first three innings and change. As Braden Berry gets aboard to lead off the fourth on the error. That'll bring up Peyton Powell, is a third baseman, went down on strikes back in the second inning against Marcus Morgan. Morgan's in line for the loss. He can't get a win, but can get a no decision, as now the Threshers will try and force a double play with a lefty-on-lefty matchup. As Rosario deals, Power hits this one in the air, but foul down the left field line. Nothing in one is the count. 1-0 Threshers, three hits, three errors, and two hits with no errors for the Dunedin Blue Jays. 0-1 the count, with Berry having good speed. He's got a short lead off of first. The 0-1. And there's a cut fastball to the outside corner, called strike two, as Powell lets it go by. So nothing to two to Powell, who is 0-for-1 in his season debut, with Bryce Arnold coming up on deck for Dunedin. Nothing and two to Powell. The pitch in the dirt, and that bounces in front of Shoji Naga. Not far enough to move Berry. Still a 1-2 count with Berry heading back to first base. Even though it was on the error, the leadoff man has now reached for Dunedin each the last three innings. Two walks and an error starting off the last three. Rosario's got the sign. Takes a long look at first. Now he fires in the 1-2. Fouled back. And we stay one ball and two strikes. Peyton Powell. Undrafted free agent for Dunedin. In his career debut today, his debut at bat ended in a strikeout after he was signed in July of last season. Now he's got a 1-2. Rosario deals. In the dirt, Shoji Naga can't find it. It bounces in front of him. And Berry takes second base on the wild pitch. I think Berry was on the run anyway, but Rosario, that's his second pitch today that has slipped out of his hands and bounced to the dirt before it hit the plate. So it's a 2-2 count. Now the double play is looking less likely with a runner on second base and nobody out here in the fourth. Rosario sets two balls and two strikes. He looks over at second and fires home. Waving a whiff, strike three. Blows the doors off with a fastball, and Rosario has his first Florida State League strikeout for out number one here in the fourth inning. So one gone to start the fourth, and the lineup card turns over once again, this time for Bryce Arnold, who grounded into an unassisted double play in his last at-bat. Raymond Rosario, a Dominican international, age 19, signed in 2023 by the Phillies. This is not only his Threshers debut, but his debut in the United States of America after having pitched the last two seasons with the Dominican Summer League Red. First pitch misses inside to Arnold. Fastball makes it a 1-0 count to the Blue Jays shortstop that they signed at a Campbell in 2023. 1-0 the count, man on second with one gone, and Rosario fires on. Popped up. Could be playable, but it travels out of bounds before Hediger can get there. Foul ball makes a 1-1 count. This is the first time that Rosario has pitched out of the bullpen in almost 2 years. In his debut season, August 21st against the DSL Angels, he walked three but pitched two shutout innings. And now in his U.S. debut, Rosario out of the pen again. Gets a called strike on Bryce Arnold. Fastball at the knees. And now Bryce calls a timeout following the 1-2 pitch. Raymond Rosario led both Dominican Summer League Phillies teams with 12 starts. And that was fourth in the entire DSL last season. So he can be a workhorse. And that's what the Threshers hope he is this season. 1-2 to Arnold. Upstairs, fastball, evens the count at 2-2 as Arnold doesn't touch it. Arnold flied out to right in the first inning, grounded out to Gonzalez, ended up in a double play to end the second inning in his prior two at-bats. Now up for the third time with his Blue Jays ahead 1-0. One gone in the bottom of the fourth inning. Rosario straightens up and sets. Now the kick in the 2-2. Line drive right at Gonzalez at second base, and he tags the first base bag, and another unassisted double play by Diego Gonzalez. Great job in the field from Diego. And once again, for the third time today, a double play ends Dunedin's inning. No runs, no hits, one error, nobody left aboard. And the Threshers take it to the bottom of the fifth inning, trailing by a run.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Threshers fans, it is officially baseball season. Come to BayCare Ballpark for our first home series with opening day on April 8th as your Clearwater Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas for our first home game and Dollar Tuesday of the season. Call our ticket office at 727-467-4457 or visit threshersbaseball.com/tickets for up-to-date pricing. We'll see you at the game.
Each of the last three innings for the Blue Jays have ended in a double play, but each of the first four innings have ended without a run for the Clearwater Threshers. They trail 1-0 against Austin Cates and the Blue Jays here in Dunedin at TD Ballpark as Caden Hediger leads off the top of the fifth inning for the Clearwater Threshers. A righty's warming up in the Threshers' bullpen out in left, and Hediger awaits the first pitch. This one drilled out to right field for a line drive base hit. And the Threshers get their first knock. Well, their second knock in a row, but their first leadoff knock since the second inning. Hits in all but one frame so far for Clearwater, and Caden Hediger gets aboard with a rope of a single out to right field. And I'll bring up Diego Gonzalez, who has been a part of all three inning-ending double plays to end the second, third, and fourth innings for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Now we'll see if he can get something done on the offensive end. There he takes the curveball inside for ball number one. And Gonzalez, a very good contact hitter, but with a surprising amount of power. Hit three home runs for Clearwater last season, including two in Jupiter against the Hammerheads. 1-0, Gonzalez swings and misses on a changeup, a really smart pitch from Austin Cates, going inside with a pitch that looks quite similar to a fastball, but slows it down enough for Gonzalez to miss. And that doesn't look good. Diego Gonzalez now crouching in pain. Maybe he strained an oblique on that swing. But now Luis Martinez is out with head athletic trainer Marissa Van Hassel. And it's his left shin that she is working on right now, and I think he might have twisted it up a little bit on that swing. Threshers do have a couple infielders in the bank that could go out there, one of course being Aaron Escobar, who would make the most sense in terms of a straight swap. Of course, Raider Tello can play third base, and they can move Brady Day or Nolan Beltran around, but they thankfully won't have to as a soft ovation comes out for Gonzalez as he's going to tough it out. And big ups to Marissa Van Hassel, who is the associate athletic trainer in the Florida State League finals season here back in 2023 in the Dominican Summer League last year and now back with Clearwater in 25. And Gonzalez responds by lofting a base hit into center. Almost out of the game on the last pitch, and the very next pitch, Gonzalez hits a flare out to center field for a base hit. Hediger is held up at the Keystone sack, and now the Threshers have multiple hits in an inning for the first time today. Now Nolan Beltran will come up to the plate for Clearwater, who has yet to record a hit, and this is his second game of the season after reaching on a walk in the eighth inning in Friday's win, but going 0-for-3. Now Beltran up with a chance to tie or win the game with a tying run. Caden Hediger currently on second, and Diego Gonzalez representing the go-ahead run on first base. Desmond Jennings, assistant hitting coach, is coaching first for Clearwater, former Rays outfielder, and Marty Malloy, the manager, coaching third. Beltran slaps down a bunt, rolls right back to the mound, only play at first base, and a perfectly executed sacrifice moves each of the runners up a bag. Hediger to third, Gonzalez to second, and a well-placed sack bunt by Nolan Beltran as the Threshers go old school to bring the go-ahead run into scoring position. And now Corey Reardon, the pitching coach for the Dunedin Blue Jays, is coming out to have a chat with Austin Cates. Each team has some action in the bullpen. Couple of righties up and about for Dunedin. The Threshers have a reliever throwing as they're really going through their bullpen early on. It is another right-hander, and I believe that's Ryan Deggs, who would be set to make his debut after he was picked in the 17th round of last year's draft by the Philadelphia Phillies. So the mound visit broken up by the home plate umpire Jacob Ashworth. Dakota Kilgore is the bases ump, currently standing to the left of the pitcher's mound if you are facing the pitcher's mound from behind home plate. So, sacrifice bunt moves the runners along. Infield in for Dunedin. Hediger to third. Gonzalez, the go-ahead run on second base. And all infielders towing the infield grass for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Two on, one out for Avery Owusu-Asidu, who certainly has the power to change this score line as he swings and misses the high heat to make it an 0-1 count. Owusu-Asidu, 1 for 4 this season with an RBI, 0 for 1 today as he grounded to short in his last and only prior at bat. He's got two good runners on the base pass, and a single could give the Threshers the lead with Gonzalez's speed at second. 0-1, way upstairs, too tall for even Owusu-Asidu. And now the count is even at 1-1. 9 homers, 27 RBIs for Avery in last year's season for the Threshers, making his second start in his second year here in Clearwater. 1-1 the count to Owusu-Asidu. Hard ground ball over to short. Throw coming home. Bouncing throw, and Hediger can't avoid the tag. So it ends up at a fielder's choice going 6-2. Gonzalez wisely stays on the second base bag. Owusu-Asidu now comes to first after reaching on the fielder's choice. Two away now for Dante Norrie. And now the Threshers need an extra base hit if they are going to take the lead. With Owusu-Asidu's speed, a double should be able to score both. And Dante Norrie is looking to extend his season starting hit streak to 3 games with a double on Friday and a single yesterday for the Threshers. Two on, two outs. First pitch to Norrie's a curveball that hangs over the outside corner. Calling a strike 1 on Dante Norrie. And Dante's father, an assistant coach for the Minnesota Timberwolves, with coaching experience in baseball and basketball. So Norrie from a well-traveled family, but even Norrie said that when he was a kid, he didn't really have too much of a choice. He knew that he was playing baseball from an early age and still absolutely loves the game today. 0-1 the count to Norrie, kicking the pitch. High hopper, foul down the first baseline, and the count goes to 0-2. And he had an incredible season in his senior year of high school with a whopping 1.323 OPS, 748 slugging percentage, hitting .477, helping leading Northville to their first ever state championship in baseball. Top Michigan baseball player and the 27th pick in last year's draft. Curveball in the dirt, Norrie doesn't chase, and it's a 1-2 count. Dante also said that he initially played first base, which is common for left-handed hitters, even for guys throwing lefty as well. But Norrie didn't grow as tall as many first basemen are and grew a whole lot faster. 1-2 the pitch. Norrie holds up the swing, and that's going to be challenged by Tibbetts as he was motioning himself towards the Blue Jays dugout. Jacob Ashworth with a call on the pitch challenge.
The previous pitch was called the ball. The catcher is challenging.
First challenge of the day from Tibbetts, and wow, that was close.
The call has been
by
overturned.
A lace
Dunedin
and a half.
Has 2 challenges remaining.
And Dunedin barely gets it right. The Threshers can't believe it. So Norrie out on strikes by the slimmest of margins, and a missed opportunity for the Threshers as they strand a pair of runners on bases in their first multi-hit inning. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, 2 left, and we're halfway home here in Dunedin. Blue Jays lead the Threshers 1-0, and Clearwater will bring on a new arm.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus Team Store and Tiki Bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
Ryan Deggs is pitcher number 5 and the second Threshers pitcher today to make his career debut. Marcus Morgan had 2 innings with an unearned run in his pro debut. Now here's the first pitch from Deggs, a fastball that claps the inside corner on Sam Shaw for a called strike one. 1-2-3 inning for Raymond Rosario. One batter, Cade, in a shutout frame, ending on a double play. And it's a 1-1 count now to Shaw's next pick misses from Ryan Deggs. A 21-year-old, 17th rounder out of UNC Charlotte, making his professional debut, has a 4-pitch mix. There's the fastball in for a strike on the inside edge, 1-2 on Sam Shaw. And Deggs, fastball, slider, cutter, change, the 4 pitches that he offers. And this one was challenged. So a challenge coming from Sam Shaw, and it's right. So second challenge in a row, that Dunedin wins. So 1-2 turns to 2-1. And Dunedin still has yet to lose a challenge. And that pitch missed by half an inch. So a great eye from Sam Shaw there. 2-1. Hard ground ball to first. Picked up on the backhand side by Hediger. Underhand flip to Deggs. Sprints to first. Covers in time. And that's the first out of the fifth inning. So a nice little PFP to start off Ryan Deggs' professional career. Second year in a row that the Threshers begin the season with a reliever from UNC Charlotte on the roster. Last year it was Paxton Thompson who has started this season with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. And Thompson had just 3 walks in the first half of the season for Clearwater last year. So the Threshers hoping they can get that similar kind of command from Ryan Deggs. Now Hernandez swings the first pitch and lifts it out to right field. Matheson is there, comes in briefly to make the grab for a quick out number 2 as Hernandez is retired for the first time tonight. And Ryan Deggs is a former utility player. So once he got to UNC Charlotte, he was pitching exclusively. Played 45 games as an infielder at Columbia State Community College in Tennessee. And the first pitch to Brock Tibbetts here misses low. 1-0 is the count to the Blue Jays catcher. Deggs slashed .261, .300, .378, 2 homers, 22 RBIs in his games as a hitter, and had an academic all-CSCC in his 1 season in junior college. Then he switched to UNC Charlotte, where he was one of 4 pitchers on their roster to strike out over 50 people in his only NCAA season. 1-2 the count to Tibbetts now, who is 1-for-2 today. Drove in the game's only run back in the first inning and stole a base after reaching on a fielder's choice in the third. 1-2 remains the count, and Deggs sets, kicks, and deals. High fly ball, foul down the right field line. Out of play, we stay at 1-2. In 24 relief appearances for UNC Charlotte, Deggs went 42 2/3 innings, allowed 30 earned runs on 37 hits, and a 2-1 record, and a batting average against of .236 in his lone NCAA season. 1-2 in the dirt, fastball at 95, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deggs, 21 years old, pitched almost 6 innings for the West Virginia Black Bears in the MLB draft league that helped him get picked by the Phillies, as Tibbetts with an excuse me check swing just pokes that one foul down the right field line over the Blue Jays dugout. We stay even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to Tibbetts. Here's the pitch. Fastball hit on a line. Base hit into right field as it touches the infield dirt before rolling into the glove of Carter Matheson. Tibbetts has his second hit of the day. The fifth inning continues as the Blue Jays now have three hits on the afternoon. No runs in the last three innings. All walks led to the base runners. And this was actually the Blue Jays' first knock since their two-hit performance in the first inning led to the game's opening run. And now Tucker Thoman coming up to the place for Dunedin with Brock Tibbetts on first base and a stolen base already under the belt of the Blue Jays' catcher. Thoman has reached base twice, but he's 0-for-1 after landing on first in a fielder's choice back in the third inning. Pickoff attempt at first is close, but no cigar for the Threshers, as back in safely is Brock Tibbetts before a pitch has been thrown to Tucker Thoman. Two outs, man on first, and Deggs sets and deals the first pitch to Tucker. Tucker ropes this one into left center field, but Norrie is right there, makes the catch, ranging to his right, and that'll do it for the fifth inning. A two-out knock for Brock Tibbetts and the Blue Jays is not enough as the Threshers leave a runner stranded on first base after the Blue Jays pick up a hit. We head to the sixth inning here in Dunedin. Still 1-0 the score in favor of the Blue Jays.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com. For more information and sign up today.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to ThreshersBaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at BayCare Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at BayCare Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
A new pitcher coming in for the Blue Jays after five shutout innings from Austin Cates. Two strikeouts, zero walks, and five hits allowed in Cates' pro debut. He's in line for the victory as Johan Simon starts off Eduardo Tait with a fastball for a called strike. A lot of lefties in the lineup for Clearwater, so Gil Kemp brings out a lefty of his own. And he starts off the left-hand hitting Tait with a 1-1 count. Tait's 1-for-2 today. Single in the first inning and grounded out back to the pitcher in the fourth. Now the 1-1. Swing and a miss out in front of the breaking ball, and the count drops to 1-2. Brady Day, Carter Matheson, the next two up for the Threshers, who trail by a run despite out-hitting the Blue Jays 5-3 so far. But a couple of errors for the Threshers, three to be exact, have helped Dunedin get out in front. And Eduardo Tait checks his swing, confirmed by the first base umpire Dakota Kilgore that he did not go. So the check swing for Tait makes it 2-2. Now here's Simone. Tait pops this one up, drifting foul down the left field line. Third baseman and left fielder chasing, but they cede it to the seats, and it ends up foul. Still a 2-2 count to Eduardo Tait. Plenty of pop so far. One double to his name for the first three games. And now Tait looking for his first hit of the day to lead off the top of the sixth inning with the Threshers trailing by one. One RBI already for Tait. That came on Friday. 2-2. Hit it on the ground towards short. Arnold charges in to pick it up. Gets to the infield grass where he hops a throw to first. Caught by Chirinos for out number one. So one gone for Tait. He's now 1-for-3, and Brady Day hopes to avoid a similar fate. He grounded out in the first inning, but singled in the fourth. And now Day looking to start something for the Threshers, who's had a tough time getting runs across in the last two games. They scored in the second inning of yesterday's loss and have not gotten a hit with runners in scoring position since. So 1-0 to Day now as the fastball pops out of the glove of Brock Tibbetts. Day singled on a 2-0 count back in the fourth. He is 3 for his first 7 so far. Now the 1-0. Fastball zips outside, called strike on the edge, and it's 1-1. 10th round pick out of Kansas State was Brady Day.
The previous pitch was
and he challenged
the
call. And the challenge is successful. So 1-1 becomes 2-0 as ABS rules in favor of Brady Day. And now he has a very friendly hitter's count as the left-handed hitter steps back into the batter's box. 2-0 the count, one gone. Here's the pitch from Simon. That one's a strike. No challenge there from Day. Fastball right on the outside corner, and it's 2-1. Eight on the pitch clock, kick of the pitch from Simone. Fastball outside corner, again a called strike. Now the count evens at 2-2. Pitching has really picked up for Dunedin, especially since that six-run seventh the Threshers recorded back on Friday. And now the 2-2. Day hits a grounder towards second base. Shaw is there, scoops it up, underhand flip to first in time. Two hands for safety for Chirinos, two away. So back-to-back ground balls coming off of Threshers hitters. Three lefties in a row, so Simone will face his third in Carter Matheson, who is 0-for-2 today. And Matheson's only hit was that three-run home run in his third at-bat of the game on Friday as he avoids getting hit by the breaking ball, 1-0 the count, from Simone. So Matheson has yet to record a hit in his first two at-bats. This is his third AB here in the top sixth. 1-0 the pitch. Fastball outside corner, called strike to the Threshers right fielder, and the count evens at 1-1. 1-0 the lead, Dunedin out in front. The Threshers haven't led today. The 1-1. Fastball outside, called strike on the corner, 1-2. Three-run go-ahead home run was the first homer of Matheson's career. Now the 1-2 pitch, way outside, slider in the dirt, evens the count at 2-2. Unsurprisingly, righty is starting to warm up in the Blue Jays bullpen out in right, but no throws just yet as Simone facing a trio of Threshers lefties. 2-2, swing and a miss, and that'll do it for the top of the sixth. Threshers go down in order for the second time today, and Simone gets a strikeout in the final batter of his first game of the year. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Bottom sixth we go. Threshers trail 1-0.
Country music and baseball go so well together. That's why the Threshers have Crossfire Creek coming to perform at BayCare Ballpark after our first Friday home game of the season. We'll have some of the best country music in Tampa Bay kicking off our Sun Cruiser concert series and our opening day weekend.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Ryan Degg still out for the Threshers, continuing a stellar career debut. Allowed one hit but induced some weak contact and held the Blue Jays without a run. Neither team has scored besides Dunedin. That run came in the bottom of the first inning. Ever since then, it's been a dominant pitching performance from each side. Kendry Chirinos leads off the bottom six and hammers one out to right field, but right in the path of Carter Matheson, who leaps up to make the grab. One pitch, one out to start the sixth inning. Chirinos has been retired for the second time. That'll bring up Joankel Aponte, who is in left field for the second time this week for the Blue Jays. Strikeout and a walk so far for Joankel. And that makes him 0 for 1. First pitch, Aponte takes it for a strike, breaking ball on the outer edge, and it's 0-1. That looked like the changeup from Ryan Deggs, who finished off his season with a career-high 9 Ks in his lone year in the NCAA. Slider, cut on and missed, a check swing, but Joankel Aponte went around, so it's nothing in two. Career best 9 Ks on May the 3rd. Final week of the regular season, and at that point, he was named to one of D1 Baseball's top 100 pitchers of the week after 9 strikeouts in 5 2/3 innings. He's looking for his first as a pro. 1-2. Fastball just missing up and away. Good spot, but no chase, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Deggs. Sets, fires, wave and a whiff, strike three. 94 on the heat, and that's the first strikeout of the day for Ryan Deggs, and the first strikeout of his pro career. Zips the fastball by Aponte, and there's two away now here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Deggs has been all over the strike zone so far. That was his 19th pitch of the day, 13 of which have gotten over for strikes. Great start to Deggs' pro career for the 17th rounder out of UNC Charlotte. Two gone now for Braden Berry, who is 0 for 1, but he reached on an error in the fourth, and he takes a 95-mile-an-hour heater for a called strike. Berry walked back in the second, so he has technically reached base twice, even though he got aboard on an error before. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball, and it's 0-2. And that changeup has looked fantastic for Deggs so far, combined so well with his fastball and slider. Now it's 0-2 to Berry. And Deggs sets, kicks, and fires the 0-2 in the dirt with a changeup. And now the count is 1-2. Couldn't get the chase from Berry on that one. One ball, two strikes the count, two outs, the pitch. Fastball inside corner, called strike three, but it's challenged by Braden Berry almost instantly. Even the ground crew came out on the field.
The batter is challenging.
Jacob Ashworth calls for the challenge, and it is very clearly a strike three. The Blue Jays will lose a challenge. Deggs strikes out the first two batters of his career. And the Threshers put up a zero in the sixth inning. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays. Now we're on to the seventh as the Threshers still trail 1-0 here at TD Ballpark.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means minor league baseball excitement returns to Bay Care Ballpark. Opening night on April 8th is the fan favorite Dollar Tuesday. Enjoy dollar hot dogs, sodas, popcorn, and more as we celebrate the start of the Threshers minor league season. Opening weekend won't disappoint with a post-game concert on April 11th by Tampa's favorite top 40 country music band, Crossfire Creek, kicking off our Friday night concert series. Then stay after for a fantastic fireworks display following the game on Saturday, April 12th. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and more information as we kick off the 2025 season in style.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Cody Shojinaga leading off the top of the seventh for the Threshers. Righty on lefty for the first time against Johan Simón. First pitch, a strike to Shojinaga. One for two on the day with a single in the second. 0-1. Hammer the other way, but foul. Pings off the top of the netting, and now it's 0-2. Shojinaga, Hediger, and Gonzalez. So two righties and a lefty going up against Johan Simón. And it should be the first at bat where Hediger confirms that he is no longer a switch hitter. Nothing to the count to Shojinaga. The pitch. This ball hit high and deep out to right field, but it lists foul and lands in the seats past the right field fence and foul ground. It's still 0-2. Shojinaga, two hits last night, one hit already today. And he is one of the small handful of Threshers who have played in every game so far in 2025. 0-2 the count to Cody. Now Johan Simón rocks and fires. Outside on the slider, and it's 1-2. There's not enough bite on that slider from Simón. So 1-2, here's the pitch. Shojinaga can't get his swing held up in time, and that's the second strikeout in a row for Johan Simón. And now here's Caden Hediger, switch hitter last season. And it appears that he is now officially a left-handed hitter. Something looked different to me when I saw that Hediger, who was a switch hitter last year and still listed as such on the Phillies media guide. Here he takes the slider for a ball, 1-0 the count. Hediger, a starter for the Threshers in the exhibition game against the Florida Complex League back on Tuesday. 1-0. Heddy takes the slider. This time caresses the outside edge for a called strike, 1-1. And Hediger was in the lineup against the starting pitcher for the FCL, Angel Liranzo, a left-handed hurler. And he hit lefty against Liranzo as the fastball misses outside, 2-1. And I was actually talking to Caden about this yesterday. I was wondering why he had switched. And he started as a left-handed hitter, but decided to be a switch hitter to, you know, expand his draft prospects as a youngster, now facing a 3-1 count. And Hediger said that he's always kind of seen the ball better as a lefty hitter. So in this offseason, the numbers looked better last season from the left side. So he dropped his right-handed swing entirely as he almost drops the bat there. But instead of a ball, it's a strike two called on Caden Hediger. So 3-2 to the count to Caden. His first lefty-lefty battle of his professional career. 3-2 pitch, hit on a line, caught by the second baseman. But it was on a hop, so Shaw fires to first for the second out of the seventh inning. That was a really short hop for Sam Shaw. Bounced on the bottom of his glove and barely touched now the dirt. But just enough for Shaw to be in the right place at the right time. So two away now for Diego Gonzalez, who singled in his last at-bat, and it's great to see him still in the game. Gonzalez checks his swing there, but he goes around, according to the home plate umpire, Jacob Ashworth, and it's 0-1 count to Diego. 1-for-2 today with his first hit of the season coming in his last AB. 0-1 the pitch inside as the fastball almost gets by Gonzalez, evening the count at 1-1. And great to see Diego, who came up grabbing his left leg in his last at-bat after swinging at the first strike that he faced as he looks at a breaking ball away to make it 2-1. Gonzalez then was worked out by the Threshers head athletic trainer, Marissa Van Hassel, and now back out still. 2-1, grounded over to third, picked up on a pair of hops by Powell, rifles a throw to first, and it gets away from the first base bag. Gonzalez thought about trying to take second, but Chirinos, as well as the catcher Brock Tibbetts, are right on that loose baseball. So that's going to be an error on Powell as Gonzalez now represents the tying run once again. hitting on via an error here in the seventh. Fourth error of the game combined, but just the first for the Dunedin Blue Jays. As now another lefty comes up, Nolan Beltran, who had a beautiful sacrifice bunt, though it ultimately went to no avail in his last at-bat in the fifth. He's 0 for 1. Now Beltran pops this one up foul down the third baseline. Powell sprints and slides, but he can't make the catch. So Beltran back with an 0-1 count. And for any sports fans, if anyone likes hockey, there's a new goal-scoring king, Alexander Ovechkin, passing Wayne Gretzky on the all-time goal-scoring list. I know that's not a baseball announcement, but certainly a massive sports milestone. So congrats to the great eight in Alex Ovechkin. 0-1 the count to Nolan Beltran, and this one hit back up the middle, and a sliding stop by the shortstop Arnold. High throw to first base. Chirino stays on the bag. What a play by Bryce Arnold to end the seventh inning, as it looks like Beltran was going to steal a two-out hit with a slow roller up the middle. But once again, the Threshers leave a man stranded. No runs, no hits, no errors, or one error, and one man left aboard. So we're going to stretch it out here in between the seventh innings. Threshers trail 1-0.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Threshers fans, it is officially baseball season. Come to BayCare Ballpark for our first home series with opening day on April 8th as your Clearwater Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas for our first home game and Dollar Tuesday of the season. Call our ticket office at 727-467-4457 or visit threshersbaseball.com/tickets for up-to-date pricing. We'll see you at the game.
Ryan Deggs holding down the mound for the Threshers. Starts off Peyton Powell with an inside fastball, and we're underway in the bottom of the seventh inning. 1-0 the count to Powell, 1-0 the score in favor of the Blue Jays after the seventh inning stretch. Deggs sets up and fires, and Powell swings and sends it foul to even the count at 1-1. Back-to-back strikeouts in the first two pro at-bats for Peyton Powell. Listed as a catcher, but getting the start at third base. And catchers have proven to be some of the most versatile players in terms of the different positions you can see some of them play. 1-1. Popped up high in the air and foul. Now it's 1-2. You got the guys like Peyton Powell here. Will Smith has played some third base, the Dodgers catcher. Even guys like Jorge Posada, Cody Shojinaga, who have played second base as a primary backstop, though Posada's is only for a ninth inning in a, I think it was a 15-run lead for the Yankees back in the 2000s. And, of course, the outfield positions, Yainer Diaz of the Astros with those, as Powell hits a high fly ball out to center field. Norrie looking for it in the sun, goes back and then forward to make the catch. And Dante Norrie, incredible tracking ability in a nearly cloudless sky in Dunedin to get the first out here in the seventh inning. And that'll bring up Bryce Arnold for Dunedin. Undrafted free agent from Hamilton, Ontario, playing for, I guess, technically his hometown team, Toronto. Of course, one of the biggest cities in the province of Ontario in the Great White North. First pitch to Arnold is a fastball. Misses outside, and it's a 1-0 count. This game certainly close, 1-0 the score. 8 hits combined between both teams. And not a whole lot of walks since the early goings as Arnold whiffs at a breaking ball to even the count at 1-1. 2 walks from Morgan, 3 walks from Trope. Those were in the first 3 innings. Since then, we haven't seen any walks from either side. Really solid pitching so far in the opening weekend as the fastball drops below the zone, 2-1 the count now, to Bryce Arnold. Arnold 0-3 today. 2 inning-ending double plays and a flyout. An 0-3 night for Bryce. Here's the pitch. Fastball hit high in the air but foul down the first baseline. Now it's a 2-ball, 2-strike count. So a 2-2 count to Arnold. One gone here in the bottom 7. Threshers trail 1-0. Deggs, working quickly, sets up and kicks and pitches. Fastball upstairs, check swing. Did he go? He did not. And the count fills up at 3-2. 95 on the gun on that one for Ryan Deggs, who may be in his last inning, as the Threshers have a pitcher on the mound in the bullpen. If I'm correct, it's a lefty, and yeah, I think it's Eric Ritchie. 3-2, inside and low, breaking ball falls to the dirt for the first walk since the third inning, and the broadcaster's jinx strikes again. So one gone, but a double play potential for the Clearwater Threshers. They've already turned 3 so far today. And confirmed it is Eric Ritchie getting stretching himself out in the left field bullpen for the Threshers, so he might be the one to go in for the 8th for Clearwater. Fastball just misses inside to Shaw, and it's a 1-0 count to the Blue Jays' number 20 prospect. A homer and 3 RBIs already this series for Sam, clubbing the first homer of the season for Dunedin back on Friday. Now he's got a man on first and 1-0 count as Deggs sets up from the first base side of the hill. Pickoff attempt at first base, very close, but no cigar as Bryce Arnold back in just ahead of the Caden Hediger tag. It's a 1-0 count to Shaw, who is 0-2 today, scored a run after reaching on an error in the first and walked in the third. He is 0-2. Just missing low on the fastball is Deggs, 2-0 the count now, to Sam Shaw, former ninth rounder in 2023. Out of Lambrick Park High School in Canada. 2-0 the count to Shaw. Deggs deals. In the dirt, 3-0, and Shoji Naga can't find it. He goes to the other batter's box, and that's going to send Arnold all the way around to third base on the wild pitch as Shoji Naga lost that wayward breaking ball in the dirt. Now it's 3-0. Second wild pitch of the game. And that one could prove costly with one out. 3-0 the count for Deggs, who is set as the infield comes all the way in for the Clearwater Threshers. Deggs takes a deep breath, kicks and fires. This one taken the other way, caught by Beltran. Fantastic run-saving play over at short for Nolan Beltran. Shaw with a line drive going towards the shortstop position, going after the 3-0, and Nolan Beltran with a great jumping catch to make the play. So that is a crucial out for Clearwater as it ends the threat of a sacrifice with Alexis Hernandez coming up to the plate with 2 gone in the inning. Infield playing Hernandez straight up as the breaking ball is smothered by Shoji Naga for ball number 1, keeping Arnold at bay at third base. Hernandez got the first hit of the day for Dunedin. A single back in the first. He's 1-2 as he walked in the third. 1-0 the count to Hernandez. And a nice stop by Shoji Naga. Another one in the dirt from Deggs, 2-0. And it appears that Eric Ritchie's warm-up has slowed to a crawl. Looks like he has stopped stretching and now is on the mound out in the left field pen. So 2-0 the count to Hernandez. Deggs deals. Fastball, sliced foul, hits the netting behind home plate. Count 2-1. Two balls, 1 strike to Hernandez. 2 outs, man on third, and the pitch. Fastball outside corner for a called strike. Bud Hernandez instantly challenges. Here's Jacob Ashworth.
The previous pitch was called a strike. The batter is challenging.
And we go to the board. ABS just misses. And the Blue Jays have had some really close challenges.
The call
this
is overturned.
Barely over an inch.
Challenge remaining.
To overturn the call. So 2-2 becomes 3-1. A much more hitter-friendly count for the Blue Jays right fielder. And he's got Arnold on third base with two away. Dunedin trying to extend a slim one-run lead that they have held since the bottom of the first. 3-1 from Deggs. Hernandez waits. Deggs deals. Fastball outside, and that's ball four, second walk of the inning in Ryan Deggs' debut. And Marty Malloy sending the signs out for the catcher. Cody Shoji Naga relays him to the infield before Gustavo Ormas comes out to check up on Deggs. Brock Tibbetts will be the next batter. And now that some more minor league games have gotten started, we'll give you a look around the Phillies system. Jersey Shore and Hudson Valley are about to get going. Mavis Graves, star pitcher for the Threshers last season, making his Blue Claws debut. And now the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs have gotten underway. They're looking for a fifth straight win against the Rochester Red Wings. 5-1 the score. Lehigh Valley leads with Otto Kemp at the dish in the top of the fourth inning. And Redding won't get started against Portland for another hour and a half. Griff McGarry gets his first start of the season in Double-A after spending last year as a reliever for the Triple-A Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Here in Dunedin, the Threshers are trailing 1-0. Two gone and two on for Brock Tibbetts with runners on the corners. Deggs on the hill. Here's the pitch. And Tibbetts swings and pops this one up just past the second base bag in center. Beltran calls off Gonzalez at the last second and makes the catch behind his second baseman to end the seventh inning. So Nolan Beltran with some clutch defensive plays, snaring a line drive and catching that last pop-up to stop a couple of runs, and the score stays at 1-0 here in the eighth inning.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com. For more information and sign up today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com. For more information and sign up today.
Avery Owusu-Asidu wraps the first pitch of the eighth inning foul off Johan Simon, staying for a lefty-laden lineup of Threshers, starting off with the right-hander Avery Owusu-Asidu before going into four lefties at the top of the order. 0-1 to Avery as the breaking ball misses low, bounces out of Tibbetts' gloves, and the count evens at 1-1. Owusu-Asidu, Nori, and Taiyi lead off the eighth inning for the Threshers as they look for their first run of the ball game. As Clearwater tries to take the opening series. Swing and a miss by Usu Asidu. Sinking fastball got by him, and it's 1-2. So 1-2 count to Usu Asidu, who had an RBI yesterday but is 0-for-2 today. The pitch low, and a new baseball coming for Johan Simon. 2-2 the count to Usu Asidu. As Simone, currently in line for the save if the Blue Jays don't use another pitcher, as he came in the sixth. 2-2. Usu Asidu taps the ball in front of home plate, rolls along the third baseline, whips the throw to first, but not in time, and Usu Asidu beats out an improbable infield single. That was almost like a bunt, but that's all you need if you're the Threshers. A little dot on the infield grass, and the Threshers have the tying run on the first base bag. And keep in mind, Usu Asidu finished second on the Threshers with 17 stolen bases and 20 attempts in his first season in the Florida State League. And now he's on first as the tying run. Dante Norri would need his first career home run to get the go-ahead run here in TD Ballpark. But he still represents that go-ahead run with nobody out in the top of the eighth inning. Johan Simon is going to step over and tries to pick off Usu Asidu, but doesn't get the throw off before Jacob Ashworth calls time, awarding an automatic ball one to Dante Norri due to the pitch clock violation on Simone. Norri looking for his third hit in a row. He has hits in each of the first two games so far this series. Simone deals. Norri pulls back the bunt. Breaking ball misses inside. It was a slider. And now it's 2-0. Usu Asidu watching Simone closely as he is certainly interested in trying to take the second base back. Threshers need to get something going here in the eighth inning, trailing by one with 6 outs remaining in the game. Norri pulls back the bunt again. Fastball up and away, and it's a 3-0 count to the 27th overall pick in the most recent draft. Blue Jays don't look like they've got anyone going up in their pen, with Richie still warming up for Clearwater out in left field. 3-0 the count to Norri, who is a great runner himself with another great runner on first. Norri pulls back the bunt 3-0, and he challenges the call as he takes the fastball for a strike. Here's Jacob Ashworth.
The pitch has been called a strike. The batter is challenging.
And the result is another one, barely a strike.
The call is confirmed. Clearwater has one challenge.
This one's certainly a bit closer than the last pitch Norri challenged in the fifth inning. It was barely in the strike zone. This one a bit closer, but still 3-1 to Dante. Simone, a long look at Usu Asidu before he fires in the slider. A little bit low, but Norri takes it for a called strike. It's 3-2. Will we see Usu Asidu go on the 3-2 pitch? He certainly has the speed to take it, but the Threshers have already been caught in a strike-him-out, throw-him-out double play that ended the second inning. Payoff pitch coming to Norri. Simone fires over to first base. Pickoff move snared by Chirinos, and that was close to being an error. And the ball rolling back to the backstop. Chirinos having to dive over the sliding body of Avery Usu Asidu to make that play. Still a 3-2 count to Norri. And Simone deals. Runner stays put. Norri, late swing and a foul ball, so he stays alive on a full count. Norri, 9 RBIs in the regular season in about 15 games for the Threshers last year. This year, he had 1 coming back on Friday. Payoff again coming to Norri. Runner stays put, and now the runners will go as Usu Asidu heads to second on a walk to Dante Norri. And now things could get interesting because double stealing has to certainly be a threat, but 3 more lefties in a row coming up for the Threshers after the mound visit from Blue Jays pitching coach Corey Reardon. And it's not typical to see batters steal third with a left-handed hitter at the plate, But the Threshers certainly have the speed to make it happen with Avery Owusu-Asidu, 17 stolen bases last season on second base, and Dante Norrie, 4 stolen bases last season in 15 games on first. Combined, they are 21 for 26, or they were 21 for 26 in steals last season. And those are the two runners on first and second for the Clearwater Threshers. And a big bopper is coming up to the plate. Eduardo Taii, the 91st ranked prospect in the entire major leagues, which puts him fourth in the Phillies system behind Andrew Painter, Aiden Miller, and Justin Crawford, all former Threshers. Now Taii in his first full year as a Thresher has a tying run in scoring position. First pitch taken for a strike. Slider floats to the outside corner to make it an 0-1 count. Taii singled in the first inning. And now the 0-1. Hammer down the right field line for a base hit. Owusu-Asidu's waved around third. He's going to come home and score. Tait's coming to second, and it's a tie ball game as Eduardo Taii ropes a pitch to right field for a double. 1-1 the score, and finally the Threshers get on the board here in the eighth. Second ribby of the season, second double of the season for Taii. And that is going to be it for Johan Simon, who gets charged with a blown save in his first outing of the season after some really solid innings. But the Threshers finally got to the Dunedin pitching staff here in the eighth inning. And there could be more to come. New pitcher coming out of the bullpen for the Blue Jays, Brady Day, Carter Matheson, the next two up, when they will enter the plate with two runners aboard, both in scoring position, and nobody out. Don't go anywhere. We'll have an exciting rest of the eighth inning after the pitching change. 1-1 the score. We are now tied in the top of the eighth at TD Ballpark.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye, on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to ThreshersBaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at Bay Care Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at Bay Care Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
Country music and baseball go so well together. That's why the Threshers have Crossfire Creek coming to perform at Bay Care Ballpark after our first Friday home game of the season. We'll have some of the best country music in Tampa Bay kicking off our Sun Cruiser concert series and our opening day weekend.
Now batting for Clearwater, third baseman Brady Day.
A new pitcher coming in for the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's Jack Eshelman, undrafted free agent out of Hamilton College in New York, making his first appearance of the season. And he's got a jam on his hands, going up against the lefty Brady Day, pumping in a fastball for a called strike. With two good runners on board for the Threshers. The faster of the two is Dante Norrie on third. A sacrifice or a single will get him home. Eduardo Taii is on second. Brady Day hits a hopper over to first base. The runners stay put. And Day is safe. The bases umpire, Dakota Kilgore, called him out. He should be overruled by the home plate ump, Jacob Ashworth, as Day went out of the baseline to avoid Kendry Chirinos. And now Marty Malloy is trying to argue for his player. It certainly was slight, as it did appear that Chirinos missed the tag, but I think part of that had to do with Brady juking him out like a running back and his route to first base. So the runners stay put. It's going to be three unassisted as Day ran out of the base paths to get around Chirinos. And now there's one gone for Carter Matheson. Infield still in for the Dunedin Blue Jays is Jack Eshelman. Now has one out with the tying run 90 feet from home plate. First pitch, baseball in the dirt, and a really well-blocked pitch by Brock Tibbetts. He'll get a new baseball for his starter, or his reliever, in Jack Eshelman. If any of these runs score, Johan Simone will get the loss as well as the blown save, as both of these runs would be attributed to him. 1-0, low and in. It's a 2-0 count to Carter Matheson, who's 0-3 so far today. Now to Matheson. A great hitter's count for a really solid hitter. 2-1, 1-out, the pitch. Matheson out in front of the curveball, and it's 2-1. Norrie on third, Tait on second. One gone, one run already across in the top of the eighth inning as the Threshers look to clinch their first series victory. 2-1 the count to Matheson. Here's the pitch. Matheson holds up the swing. It's a breaking ball that just catches the knees, evening the count at 2-2. 2-1 and one out. Carter Matheson, other than the home run, is hitless so far this series, and the Threshers could certainly use a knock here. 2-2. Low on the breaking ball. Now the count's full at 3-2. Runners will stay put, but another ball would load up the bases for Cody Shojinaga, who has three hits over the last two nights. And a hit in each of the first three games this season as Eshelman steps off for the Blue Jays. Three balls, two strikes, two on, one out. 1-1 the score, courtesy of Eduardo Tait's RBI two-bagger. 3-2 is the count. Payoff pitch. Matheson nubs it foul, and it bounces in fair territory off of the shin guard on Carter Matheson's right leg. And a couple of new baseballs brought out to Jacob Ashworth by the Blue Jays bat boy. Infield still in for Matheson. 3-2 remains the count, and 1-1 remains the score. Eshelman sets. Deep breath and deals. In the dirt, that's ball four, and the bases are loaded with one out here in the top of the eighth inning. Second walk of the inning for a Blue Jays team that has been pretty quiet when it comes to the walk. Just one from Simone, and now one from Eshelman. So the Threshers trying to jump all over this one with a huge at-bat coming up here. Bases juiced for Cody Shojinaga, who has a hit in each of the first three games of his first full professional season. First pitch from Eshelman, inside to Shoji, and it's a 1-0 count. Shojinaga singled in the second inning and is 0-2 since, still looking for his first RBI of the season with the bases full of Threshers. Matheson, Tait, and Norrie from first to third with one out. The 1-0, low in the dirt, now that's 2-0. Threshers in the eighth inning of Friday's win got an RBI walk when Dante Norrie was walked, the bases loaded. And a similar fate here would give Shojinaga the go-ahead RBI. The pitch, high hopper, bouncing up the middle. No plays at home, only plays at first base, so it's a productive out for Cody Shojinaga. He picks up his first RBI of the season on a 4-3 ground out that scores Dante Norrie to give the Threshers their first lead of the ballgame. RBI number one on the year for Shojinaga, and fifth in his professional career as the Threshers take a 2-1 lead. Matheson moves to second and Tait to third with two outs for the newly minted lefty, Caden Hediger. But always have been batting lefty against right-handed batters as Hedy sends the first pitch foul down the left field line, 0-1. And I mentioned in his last at-bat that this is Hediger's first season as a left-handed batter. Enlisting the fact that he batted lefty a lot in high school, seeing the vast majority of right-handed pitchers as compared to lefties during his high school career. Tibbetts snares one in the dirt, 1-1, and now gets a new baseball for Jack Eshelman. So Tait is responsibility of Simone, Matheson is responsibility of Eshelman. Simone in line for the blown save and the loss if the score holds. 1-1. Heady holds up the swing. Did he go? And he did. It's 1-2. Matheson on second, Tait on third. Two outs with the Threshers scoring two runs to take the lead here in the eighth. And Hediger out of the box, calling time. Now steps back in. 1-2 two strikes the count, two on, two outs. And a simple single could be all the insurance the Threshers need. Still have the top of the ninth for some extra runs, but an almost wild pitch scoots Hediger out of the batter's box, and Brock Tibbetts will get another new baseball for Eshelman. 2-2 the count to Hediger. 2 on and 2 outs for the Threshers with 2 runs already across here in the eighth inning. 10 on the pitch clock as Eshelman sets up, towing the first base side of the rubber. Now he deals. Sliced foul by Hediger. We'll do it again at 2-2. Diego Gonzalez is waiting in the wings for Clearwater. As Hediger trying to extend this inning, because doing so could bring in some more runs for Clearwater. 2-2. Inside and low, 3-2. And Eshelman again with a chance to load the bases via a walk. 3-2 to Caden Hediger. Runners will stay as Matheson's on third, on second. Tait is on third. 5 on the pitch clock. Eshelman, now the payoff. Hediger, check swing, tag for safety. That should be strike 3, and it is. And a much-needed strikeout for Jack Eshelman and the Blue Jays. But the Threshers get on the board. Eduardo Tait delivers the game-tying RBI, and then Cody Shojinaga the go-ahead one. The Threshers take their first lead of the game, 2 runs on a hit, with bases left loaded to end the eighth. Bottom of the eighth next, Threshers now have the lead 2-1 in Dunedin.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
For the first time today, the Threshers are pitching with the lead, and they'll task a third debuting pitcher to try and keep it that way. Tucker Thoman, Kendry Chirinos, Juan Calaponte, the first three batters that Eric Ritchie will face in his professional career. One of three lefties in the Threshers' bullpen. Now two of them have been used. Ritchie, 19th round pick in last year's draft out of East Carolina. And now his first career pitch is a ball to Tucker Thoman with a sinking fastball dropping low in the zone. Ritchie, four-seamer, splitter, curve, and a cutter. The four pitches in his mix for the former Pirate of East Carolina. 1-0. In the dirt again. Looked like the splitter, and now it's 2-0. Ritchie was an accounting major at ECU, named to the academic or athletic director honor roll every 6 semesters when he was at the school, also on the All-American Conference All-Academic team. perfect fielding percentage in his two seasons after not playing in his first year in 2022. Two out. Outside on the Heat, 3-0. He was the second-best left-handed pitcher and 15th overall prospect, according to Perfect Game, when East Carolina recruited him in 2021. 3-0. Just outside on the fastball, and that will make it a four-pitch walk to put the tying run aboard. Another leadoff walk for the Threshers, this time to start the eighth inning. Joanke LaPonte, who's on deck, led off the second with a walk. Sam Shaw led off the third with a walk. And now this is the third leadoff walk to lead off the eighth. Tucker Thoman now represents the tying run. Kendry Chirinos at the plate, representing the go-ahead run for the Blue Jays. Chirinos is 0 for 2, double play and a walk on his ledger, with Thoman leading off first. Pickoff move from Richie not in time. But even on the B move from Eric, it certainly got there quick enough that Thoman was pretty close to getting picked off. First pitch now to Kendry Chirinos. Richie looking at first, fires home. And that's ball five. Fastball misses upstairs to Kendry. Flat out to right on the first pitch of the sixth inning. That was Chirinos' last at bat. And Richie trying to find the strike zone for the first time in his pro career. 1-0. Pop the bunt, foul. And it drops on the grass on the foul side of the first baseline. 1-1 the count to Kendry Chirinos. 2 on the lead here for the Threshers. Despite their three errors, they have 7 hits to produce those 2 runs, with a run on 3 hits and 1 error for the Blue Jays. 1-1 count to Chirinos. Richie is set. Ball loaded in his red glove. Set at the belt. The 1-1. Just low. And it's 2-1. Certainly a close call on that splitter from Richie, but just missing the zone. 2 on the count to Chirinos. 1 on, nobody out in the bottom 8th. Richie deals. Chirinos gets a hold of this one. High fly ball out to center field. Nori to his right reaches up and makes the grab. There's one out here in the bottom of the 8th inning. A little too much underneath that for Kendry Chirinos. And that will bring up Joanke LaPonte, another right-handed batter against the lefty in Richie, with a couple lefties coming up shortly, namely Braden Berry, who is on deck. LaPonte walked in his first at-bat, but he struck out swinging in each of his last two. So LaPonte 0 for 2 so far today. One out in the 8th, first pitch from Richie. Curveball in for a strike. Beautifully placed breaking ball landing right at the knees of Joanke LaPonte, despite looking like it was going to come in high for about 90% of the delivery towards home plate. 28 outings for ECU in 2024, third most among Pirates pitchers. Pickoff move not in time. No tag even applied by Hediger. As back to first goes Tucker Thoman. Tucker Thoman, certainly a stealing threat, has a couple steals over the course of his career against the Threshers, stealing 12 bags in 15 attempts in his 208th minor league game, or so far. This is his 208th game, but in his previous 207, he's 12 for 15. Breaking ball in for a strike on LaPonte. Now the count is 0-2 as the Threshers have a potential closer warming up in the ninth inning in the bullpen for Clearwater. Richie takes a look over at first. Takes a deep breath. Now the 0-2. Breaking ball. Oof, that was close on the outside corner. No challenge asked for. And LaPonte keeps the bat rested to extend the inning, or at bat. One ball, two strikes. Now the count to LaPonte. With Thoman inching off of first. Richie deals. Curveball settles over the plate for a called strike 3. First professional strikeout for Eric Richie is a big one. Fools Joanke LaPonte looking, and there are two outs here at the bottom of the 8th inning. Now that'll bring up Braden Berry, the 8th rounder in 2023 out of West Virginia. Hitting right-handed, of course, against the lefty Richie. Berry 0 for 2 today, but reached on an error in the fourth after a second inning walk. He's got Toman on first, but takes a curveball the inside edge for a called strike, nothing and one. 2-1 the lead for the Threshers as the Blue Jays held the lead from the first inning until the top of the eighth, where the Threshers put two runs across. 0-1. Curveball hit on the ground, slowly rolling towards third. Day picks it up with his glove, throws on the run to first, pulls Hediger off the bag, and the ball gets away. That's going to allow Toman to head to third on what should be a single and an error. Not an easy play to make for Brady Day, though, so that might curb the error, but it is going to be ruled exactly that. E5, and Berry stays at first following the hit, the fourth of the day for the Dunedin Blue Jays. And now Peyton Powell comes up to the plate as Cody Shoji Naga calls out the signs to his pitcher. Peyton Powell is a lefty hitter, and it could be the last batter that Richie faces. Bryce Arnold, a righty, and Sam Shaw, a lefty, but most of the rest of this Blue Jays lineup hits from the right side of the plate. First lefty-lefty-lefty matchup, and a pitch clock violation by a millisecond gives an automatic ball one to Peyton Powell. Richie was in his delivery when the clock hits zero. And now it's 1-0. Powell 0 for 3 today, 2 Ks and a flyout. But Richie's certainly not going to take that for granted as he tries to get the last down. 1-0 in the dirt, 2-0. Good block by Shoji Naga to keep the runners at bay, especially Tucker Toman, who's now on third. Is the count, two outs, two on. Toman on third as the tying run. Berry on first as the go-ahead run. Richie trying to prevent both of them from scoring. 2-0 the pitch, curveball, not sure where that missed, but no challenge from Shoji Naga, so it's 3-0. Last thing Richie needs is to walk the bases loaded. Threshers do have a righty up in the pen. It'll be an interesting decision to see if Richie stays on after this batter. 3-0 to Powell. And that one is ball four. Fastball in the dirt. And that's going to load the bases. Toman stays at third. Braden Berry to second. Peyton Powell to first. And for the third time today, Gustavo Armas pokes his head out of the Threshers' dugout to have a chat with his pitcher. Bases loaded for the leadoff man, Bryce Arnold, as we take a look through the MLB scoreboard, starting, of course, with the Philadelphia Phillies. 2-2 is the score. Phillies and Dodgers all knotted up in the bottom of the third inning with Nick Castellanos leading off against former Ray Tyler Glasnow. White Sox and Tigers, it's the White Sox leading 2-1 in Detroit. D-backs trailing 3-2 to the Nationals, bottom of the third in D.C. Corbin Burns on the hill for the D-backs. Mets lead the Blue Jays 1-0, bottom of the third inning in Queens. The Yankees on the road in Pittsburgh, trailing 2-1 against the Pirates. Red Sox and Cardinals with a doubleheader tonight. Their first game is currently locked in a scoreless tie after three innings. Jordan Walker will lead off the top of the fourth for St. Louis. Scoreless as well in Milwaukee. Brewers and Reds tied without a run in the top second. And the Rays and Rangers about to get started. Royals lead the Orioles 3-0 after one as Richie sends the curveball low to Bryce Arnold for ball number one. 1-1 tie in the bottom of the first inning. Two down for the Minnesota Twins. And a big congratulations to former Fort Myers Mighty Muscles broadcaster, John Vitas, who now works for the Minnesota Twins. 1-0 to Arnold. Curveball again, and a very close miss. Still no challenge. 2-0 to the Blue Jays leadoff man. One last score to announce. Padres Cubs top of the first inning with the Padres out in front. Athletics Rockies to start shortly. Mariners Giants, Guardians Angels at 4. Marlins Braves postponed in a second showdown between the Red Sox and Cardinals to begin at 7 o'clock. 2-1 the count now as the breaking ball falls in against Arnold. 2-1 also the score in favor of the Threshers, but this is maybe the biggest at-bat of the game with a loaded set of bags and two outs in the inning. Here's Richie. Curveball. How did that miss? And this time it's challenged by Cody Shoji Naga. It's 3-1, but that could be overturned.
The previous pitch was called the ball. The catcher is challenging.
Jacob Ashworth announcing the challenge, and oh, just barely missed upstairs.
DeCall is confirmed.
Less than an inch.
Has zero challenges.
Two-thirds of an inch up above the strike zone. That one missed, and the Threshers have lost their final challenge. Another ball would tie the game, as it's a 3-1 count to Arnold. Righty up in the pen for the Threshers, and Richie sets up from the stretch. Center of the rubber, lowers the ball to the belt. 3-1 to Arnold. Fastball in the dirt, and it's a tie game. One hit, now three walks for Eric Richie. And just as the Threshers put forth a lead in the bottom of the eighth, the Blue Jays take it right back in the home half. An RBI walk from Bryce Arnold. 2-2 the score, and this should be Richie's last batter. There's a righty loosening in the bullpen, but you definitely want a lefty-lefty matchup with the bases loaded. Sam Shaw, 0-for-3 today, scored after reaching on an error in the first and walked in the third. Bases loaded. First pitch misses low. Shoji Naga smothers it to make it a 1-0 count. 2-2 now the score. The Blue Jays have led for the majority of this series, but the Threshers still with a chance in this one with the top of the ninth looming. 1-0 the count to Sam Shaw. Ground out and a line out in his last two at-bats. The pitch from Richie. Fastball, great pitch. Actually a slider that curled around Shaw to the inside edge and evens the count at 1-1. And Richie's not missing by much when he is missing, but it's missed enough to allow this game to tie itself up. 1-1, swing and a miss. Hefty hack of the breaking ball. Shaw thought he was looking at something harder. And now the count is 1-2. Bases loaded for Dunedin. Arnold, Powell, and Berry from first to third for the Blue Jays. 2-2 the score, 1-2 the count. Two outs in the bottom eighth. The pitch from Richie. Curveball, did he go? Doesn't matter, that's a called strike three, but Sam Shaw will challenge as he thought that landed below the knees.
The previous pitch was called a strike. The batter is challenging.
And the result is a strike three. Clipping the inside corner was Eric Richie. And that is the Blue Jays' last challenge. But they do tie up the game at two. One run, one hit, one error, and three men left aboard for Dunedin. And we're all square at two heading into the ninth. Last chance for each team to try and put up a run. We'll see who comes away with a win on the Threshers Broadcast right, Network.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means minor league baseball excitement returns to BayCare Ballpark. Opening night on April 8th is the fan favorite Dollar Tuesday. Enjoy dollar hot dogs, sodas, popcorn, and more as we celebrate the start of the Threshers minor league season. Opening weekend won't disappoint with a post-game concert on April 11th by Tampa's favorite top 40 country music band, Crossfire Creek, kicking off our Friday night concert series. Then stay after for a fantastic fireworks display following the game on Saturday, April 12th. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and more information as we kick off the 2025 season in style.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame Weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame Class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
1-0 the count to Diego Gonzalez, starting off the top of the ninth inning in a 2-2 tie as a breaking ball goes well beyond the catcher's glove onto the hand of Jack Eshelman. 2-0 is the count. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 on the day with a fifth inning single on his ledger. 2-2 the score, 2-0 the pitch. Upstairs fastball, 3-0. After the Threshers walked in the tying run, they'd certainly like to put their leadoff runner here to start getting things going. An update from the Phillies game, a grand salami for Nick Castellanos to give the Phillies the lead over the Dodgers as the get-me-over fastball gets in for a strike to Diego Gonzalez. 6-2 Phillies, the Threshers. That'd be a nice final scoreline for this if Clearwater wins. 3-1 wrapped foul, bouncing into the Threshers' dugout, and the count fills up at 3-2. Base is clear for Gonzalez, who leads the bottom third of the Threshers' order. 7, 8, and 9, Gonzalez, Beltran, and Owusu-Asidu, who has been relatively productive so far today. Gonzo and Owusu-Asidu each with a hit. There he fouls off his leg and keeps the count full, 3-2. Nolan Beltran might be 0-for-2, but he had a big sacrifice bunt in his last at bat, his second last at bat in the fifth inning. That helped move a couple of runners forward in the Threshers. 3-2, misses outside. It's a leadoff walk to Diego Gonzalez. First time a leadoff walk has put a Thresher on base today, and now the go-ahead run is on first. Nolan Beltran coming up to the plate now for the Threshers, and we'll see if he tries another sacrifice to move Gonzalez over, but that's not something that's typically called for by Marty Malloy unless there are runners on first and second. But Gonzalez is a stolen base threat on his own. And here's a little swinging bunt down the third base line. Oh, does it pull Morales off the bag? Oh, no, it doesn't. And the Threshers can't stand the call. I'm not sure I agree with that either, because it looked like Morales was coming off of the first base bag. But it is still currently called an out. Though Beltran is not leaving first base. It's either going to be a sacrifice or just a simple out, and Marty Malloy won't win that argument. So we'll call it a sack bunt, 5-3. That moves Gonzalez over to second base and puts the go-ahead run in scoring position. So the second sacrifice for Nolan Beltran. And now here's Avery Owusu-Asiedu for the Threshers. He had an RBI in yesterday's loss, and a single could give him another one and the Threshers a lead. One out, Gonzalez on second. First pitch in the dirt for ball one to Owusu-Asiedu, who takes it for a 1-0 count. Single and a run in the eighth inning. He's 1-for-2, though, or 1-for-3, though, on the day with a ground out and a fielder's choice in his prior two at-bats. 1-0 now to Avery with Gonzalez inching off second. Forces a step off from Eshelman to put Gonzalez back on the Keystone sack. 1-0 the count. One gone in the ninth. The pitch to Avery. Hard ground ball to short. Beltran caught in the rundown between second and third. And that is going to go 6-4-5 as Gonzalez thought that was going to head into left field. And he heads back to the dugout angrily. Owusu-Asiedu on a 6-4-5 fielder's choice will get to first base, but now the go-ahead run no longer in scoring position with two outs. Two outs. We'll see if Owusu-Asiedu tries to take second with Norrie at the dish, and the runner goes. First pitch is in for a strike. Not the best throw from Tibbetts. I don't think it would have mattered anyway, as Owusu-Asiedu scampers to second with his first steal of the season. It's an 0-1 count to Dante Norrie, but now the go-ahead run is back in scoring position as Owusu-Asiedu gets the Threshers' third steal of the year. Norrie and Dre Gou getting two over the course of the series. And that one inside almost clipped Norrie's foot, but the count evens at 1-1. Owusu-Asiedu on second, two outs and a 2-2 tie here in the top of the ninth inning. Threshers certainly want to put at least one run on the board before they head to the home half. 1-1. inside and low. 2-1 the count to Dante Norrie with Eduardo Tait hoping to get a hit on deck. 2-1 the count. Wind blowing in from right center field. And now the pitch to Norrie. 3-1. Fastball missing well inside on Dante, but not far enough to force him to push back in the batter's box. Norrie has reached in each of his first three games with hits and walks in the first two and a walk in the eighth inning. 3-1. Curveball to the outside corner, taken for a strike. Now the count goes full. Owusu Asidu on second base. And now a big payoff pitch coming from Eshelman. Here's the payoff. Runner stays put. Norrie just gets a piece. Taps the breaking ball foul and keeps the count full at 3-2. Threshers will have a right-hander likely going in the ninth inning. And it looks like that's Titan Hayes, who pitched on Friday. Full count again to Norrie. Owusu Asidu on second. The pitch, ball four, and the inning continues as Norrie has walked in key spots in each of the last two innings now. And now the Threshers have a power hitter coming up in Eduardo Tait with two great runners on first and second. Norrie on first, Owusu Asidu on second. And Eduardo Tait with an RBI already today. He tied the game for the Threshers with a ribby double in the eighth inning and has his first multi-hit game of the year. Two down and two on. 2-2 the score here in the top of the ninth. Eshelman looks at second and fires to Tait. Fastball misses low and in for a 1-0 count. And frankly, I'd be pretty shocked if Tait saw a whole lot of strikes. Even though Eshelman is certainly trying to get the last out here, with runners on base, you got to be really careful pitching to a hitter as strong as Eduardo Tait is. 1-0. This one ripped into right field, and that's a base hit again. Owusu Asidu gets the wave around. The throw coming in, offline, and the Threshers take the lead. Norrie moves to third, and once again, Eduardo Tait comes up huge for the Threshers. His second RBI of the game gives Clearwater a 3-2 advantage. And great running from Dante Norrie to move all the way to third base from first. And Tait with clutch RBIs in each of the last two innings. And now it'll be a save situation for Titan Hayes when he comes in the bottom of the ninth. But we're going to have to wait a little bit longer to see that as Brady Day is ready to hit for the Threshers. But Dunedin manager Gil Kim is out to pull the pitcher. Jack Eshelman is now in line for the loss as he leaves the game. A new pitcher coming in for the Blue Jays with the Threshers ahead 3-2 in the ninth.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Threshers fans, it is officially baseball season. Come to BayCare Ballpark for our first home series with opening day on April 8th as your Clearwater Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas for our first home game and Dollar Tuesday of the season. Call our ticket office at 727-467-4457 or visit threshersbaseball.com/tickets for up-to-date pricing. We'll see you at the game.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The- Emmanuel Flores, who joined the Dunedin Blue Jays for the second half of last year's season, on the mound with two outs and two on, and the Threshers freshly back in the lead. First pitch, a strike to Brady Day, as Jack Eshelman's line, still not done. He's responsible for Tait on first and Nori on third after inning in two-thirds for Eshelman. 0-1. Day hits a high fly ball, drifting foul down the left field line and out of play. Run quickly abandoned by Peyton Powell, Dunedin's third baseman, and Day now facing an 0-2 count. Eshelman went 1 2/3 innings, allowed one run on one hit, three walks and a strikeout. And if Tait or Nori score, Eshelman would be charged with those runs. Flores, in his first outing of the season, has an 0-2 count on Brady Day after 2024, where he went 3-3 with a 4.23 ERA. 0-2 to Day, another foul pop down the third base line. This one going over the Threshers dugout and out of play to keep the down and count at 0-2 for Brady Day. With Dunedin last year, Flores came out of the bullpen 4 of 5 times in which he entered a game, 17 2/3 innings, a 6.11 ERA with a 1-1 record. 0-2 today. Grounder up the middle. Is it going to find space? Yes, it is. Nori scores from third, and it's an RBI single by Brady Day. Two-out RBIs by the Threshers, and they take the game's largest lead, now ahead 4-2 with two outs in the ninth. Tait stays at second on Day's first RBI of the season, and the Threshers have a two-run advantage for Carter Matheson against the righty Emmanuel Flores. And the lefty shift might have come back to bite the Blue Jays on that one as Day poked that right up the middle. First pitch to Matheson, taken for a ball outside, and it's a 1-0 count. One out to Matheson. Now here's the pitch. Taken in the dirt. 2-0. 95, though, on the gun from Emmanuel Flores. Day's on first. Usu is on second. With two outs here in the ninth. Threshers with runs in each of the last two innings. 2-0 to Matheson as Flores scans the base runners. 3 on the clock as he deals. Matheson, it's a ground ball to second base, but Shaw is there, picks it up on 3 hops, sends to first to end the inning. But the Threshers come up big after a tough start to the frame. 2 runs both earned, coming on 2 hits, no errors, and 2 men left aboard. Jack Eshelman now in line for the loss as Emmanuel Flores finishes out the ninth inning for Dunedin. And Titan Hayes should be exiting the bullpen any moment as we get ready for the bottom of the ninth. Hayes in to close. Threshers up by 2. Bottom of the ninth next.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com. For more information and sign up today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com. For more information and sign up today.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye on Friday, May 2nd.
we'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to ThreshersBaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at BayCare Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Thresher signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Alexis Hernandez is going to be the first batter to face Titan Hayes, looking for his first save of the season. Second time he's coming in the ninth for the Threshers, as Hayes sends a 97-mile-an-hour cannonball behind Hernandez for a called strike. Hernandez, Tibbetts, and Toman with a 4-2 lead for Clearwater here in the bottom of the ninth. Titan Hayes, a two-pitch pitcher, rocks and fires. Fastball at 98, but it dives inside, and it's a 1-1 count. Hayes pitched the ninth inning, scoreless, back on Friday, and now the 1-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. In the exhibition game as well for the Threshers, Hayes came in the ninth inning for a save, which he got in with ease over the Florida Complex League Phillies. But this would be his first save in a regular season game in 2025. And Alexis Hernandez is called on a pitch clock violation for strike three and is now arguing the home plate umpire Jacob Ashworth. And now Gil Kim is going to come to his defense, as Hernandez not happy with that one. Similar to the call, says Hernandez, that Joel Dre Goo got in a momentum crushing strike three. But this one looked a bit more clear-cut. Hernandez was in the batter's box that whole time. Just he didn't think that Hayes was ready, and Gil King's argument went to no avail as well. So it's a strikeout for Titan Hayes, and there's the first out of the ninth inning. So one gone for Brock Tibbetts, who has two hits today, two for four with a ribby single in the first and a stolen base in the third. Fastball missing upstairs. It's a 1-0 count to Brock Tibbetts. One gone in the ninth. Here's the pitch. Check swing inside. Did he go? He did not, says Dakota Kilgore. 2-0 the count to the Blue Jays catcher. To Tibbetts. Fastball ripped foul. Gil Kim has to dodge that liner. 94 miles an hour off the bat at Tibbetts, but he was a little early, so it sprayed foul. 2-1, now the count to Brock. Titan Hayes set from the first base side of the rubber. Kicking the pitch. Just missing outside. Now the count is 3-1 for Tibbetts. Two-run lead for the Threshers. Dunedin had a 1-0 lead until the Threshers put up two in the eighth inning. Then a bases-loaded walk allowed Dunedin to tie it. Two more in the top ninth for Clearwater has them up 4-2. 3-1, and that's fouled back by Tibbetts over the press box, not a play. We will fill up the count of 3-2. Full count, one out. Huge pitch coming from Hayes. A fastball-slider combination was enough for Titan Hayes to get drafted by the Phillies in the 11th round of the 2024 draft. Not a lot of two-pitch pitchers you see these days. Payoff pitch coming. Outside on the fastball, that's ball four, and that'll bring the tying run up to the plate in the form of Tucker Toman. So one-out walk for Brock Tibbetts, but that also puts the Blue Jays in position for a game-ending double play, of which they have already hit into three double plays, all of which have ended innings. First, second, and fourth inning all ended on twin killings. Diego Gonzalez a big part of that, with the last two unassisted from Diego, including a line-out that ended the fourth inning right to Gonzalez. Double play shift for the Threshers. The fastball misses low to Toman. It's no one count to the Blue Jays DH. He's reached base twice, but is 0 for 2, hit by a pitch and a walk with a run scored in the eighth inning. 1-0 now with one gone. And now the kick and the pitch. Swing and a foul tip, and that one hit off of Eduardo Taillé. Might have gotten underneath his catching pads, his chest protector, excuse me, as Toman back with an even 1-1 count. One ball, one strike, one out. Man on first, the pitch to Toman. Hefty hack and a miss. 98 blown right by Toman. He didn't have a chance. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch from Hayes, fouled away down the left field line, and at a play by Tucker Toman. On first base is Brock Tibbetts, does have a stolen base already, but Hayes throws hard and tight, has a cannon of an arm, so it might not be worth the risk this late in the game. Emergency righty warming up for Dunedin out and right. Here's the 1-2 from Hayes, and Toman can't touch it. Swing and a miss for strike three as Hayes pulls the string with the slider to earn his second strikeout of the game, and now brings up Kendry Chirinos. He is still the tying run at the dish, but now could represent the last chance for the Blue Jays. First pitch to Chirinos, slider inside, and Chirinos had to move out of the way of that one, starting things off with a 1-0 count. The Blue Jays have led for most of this series, with the Threshers grabbing the lead in the seventh inning until conclusion of the game on Friday, and a 2-1 scoreline in favor of Dunedin erased the Threshers' early lead in the second inning last night as Chirinos takes another 98-mile-an-hour heater for a strike. Still Tibbetts on first with a 1-1 count. Chirinos 0-for-3 on the day with a walk. 1-1. Runner goes. Pitch misses outside, and Tait holds the throw. I don't know if they're going to call that a steal or defensive indifference for Tibbetts, but he ends up on second with a 2-1 count to Kendry Chirinos. So man in scoring position for the Blue Jays. The tying run at the dish. Hayes trying to close this one out. 2-1. Slider outside, 3-1. A righty coming on deck in Yoangel Aponte. But Hayes, try not to let him get to the plate. 3-1 to Chirinos. Tying run at the plate for Dunedin as they trail by two here in the ninth. Titan Hayes rocks and fires. Swing and a miss. Hefty hack of the fastball, and it's 3-2. It is officially defensive indifference that has Tibbetts on second. And now there's a full count to Chirinos as he calls time. I'd be pretty surprised if Tibbetts wasn't headed to third on this 3-2 with two outs. Certainly on contact, he will be on his way home as Chirino steps back in the box. Potential last pitch of the game as locked and loaded for Titan Hayes. Three balls, two strikes, and a payoff. Inside, just misses for ball four. And remember, each team out of challenges. So as close as that pitch was, it cannot be tried. Now the tying run is aboard as Hayes has alternated between walks and strikeouts in his first four batters of the game. And now out comes Gustavo Armas to have a chat with his closer. It seems like Hayes is going to be the de facto closer for the Threshers as long as he is here, as pitched the only two times where the game has gotten to the bottom of the ninth, as Jaden Rudd will pinch run on first base for Kendry Chirinos. So the mound visit is over. Gustavo Armas will head back to the Threshers' dugout. Cody Shojinaga heading back to the plate. And Yoangel Aponte coming up for the Dunedin Blue Jays with the go-ahead run at the dish. Tibbetts on second, Jaden Rudd replacing Chirinos on first, and Titan Hayes trying to close things out for the Threshers. First pitch fastball fouled back. It's 0-1. Aponte, 0-3 today with a walk in the second, but strikeouts in his last three at-bats. And that's certainly what Hayes is looking for here. 0-1 the count, 2 on, 2 out. The pitch, slider, cut on and miss, and now it's 0-2 to Aponte. Hayes going in attack mode, setting up Aponte for that slider outside with a hard fastball in a similar location, but over the zone. And now it's a quick 0-2 count on the Blue Jays left fielder. Two gone in the ninth. Hayes deals. Hit on the ground toward short. This could do it. Beltran picks it up, goes the long way to first, and gets it done as Hediger makes the grab to seal the series victory for the Clearwater Threshers. 4-2 is your final as the Threshers leave two Blue Jays aboard in the ninth inning as Titan Hayes gets Clearwater's first save of the season as they take the opening series for their third year in a row. The last 2 years, 2 out of 3 in Bradenton, and this year, 2 out of 3 in Dunedin with some strong pitching to get the job done for the Clearwater Threshers. The two wins for Clearwater have been by 2024 draftees in their professional debuts. Ryan Drumboski, an undrafted free agent, got the win on Friday. And now Eric Ritchie, in his Threshers and professional debut, gets his first victory of the season. And Titan Hayes gets his second career save, first of the year, as Clearwater takes it 4-2 over the Dunedin Blue Jays. And the next game that these Threshers play will be at BayCare Ballpark. The Threshers returning home for their first full series of the season as they take on the Daytona Tortugas for 6 games between Dollar Tuesday, April 8th, and Sunday, April 13th. A lot of fun promotions coming up. Of course, Dollar Tuesday on Tuesday. Little Anglers Silver Sharks on Wednesday and Thursday. Crossfire Creek, a popular country cover band, playing after Friday's game. And, of course, Big Time Fireworks on Saturday to kick off our opening series. Threshers took 5 of 6 against Daytona at BayCare Ballpark last season and are hoping for a similar result in their first game of 2025 against the Tortugas. Jack Eshelman gets the loss. Eric Ritchie gets the win. Titan Hayes gets the save as the Threshers take a 4-2 final and a 2-1 series win over the Dunedin Blue Jays to start off 2025 on a high note. I will talk to you from BayCare Ballpark on Tuesday, but first I want to thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Threshers Baseball here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. For all of us here on the Threshers Broadcast Network, I'm Josh Sperber, thanking each and every one of you for listening in to tonight's game and the rest of the series. And that is going to do it for me here tonight. I'll see you guys on Tuesday, opening day. Make sure to head to ThreshersBaseball.com to get your tickets now. Until then, thank you all for listening. Go Threshers, and have a great opening weekend.